This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
There are laws against this.
Dougie.
I kind of got tingly.
Peter.
It's this, bitch.
Charlie.
I'm smarter than you, for sure.
And Jeffrey.
Please.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Morning. What's happening? It is Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dieter is here.
Yo!
Charlie is here.
Hi.
Jeffrey is here.
Yo, no mic.
No, we can, you have a mic. Snitzer is here.
Hey, man.
And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number to reach us. 866-967-6837. You can give us a call at that number. You can text us at that number. That comes onto the bus, Rolling Glory 1, in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes on board in real time. We are on board Rolling Glory 1, our mobile tour bus studio. We are in Buffalo, New York this morning. And we will be here today and tomorrow. We're going to do a fan meetup tonight at 6 p.m. at Pearl Street Grill and Bar, I think is what it's called. I forget, but Pearl Street is what it is.
Yeah.
We'll be there 6 o'clock tonight. Stop by if you're in the Buffalo area. Say hello. Tomorrow, Bert Kreischer will be on board Rolling Glory 1. He has a show here tomorrow night. So we'll be talking to him. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. We have Roverfest X VIP tickets to give away this hour and every hour on the show today. And all this week, as a matter of fact. That's compliments of Northeast Factory Direct. They have given us these tickets. The VIP area is brought to you by Northeast Factory Direct. Let's see. A lot of Dougie hate mail already, of course. Presley writes, Rover, my boyfriend and I came to West Palm Beach for Sunfest, but mostly to meet the Rover's Morning Glory crew, or to see Third Eye Blind, as Charlie put it. Meeting you all was amazing, and we go to EST Fest every year. That's Machine Gun Kelly's fest. I can't even explain how happy we are to hear that you'll be there. I just want to thank you for making my job bearable every day and bringing my boyfriend and me together in the first place. When he was just my laughing coworker with headphones on all morning, telling me to check out your show. So, we brought them together, Jeffrey. We're like matchmakers.
Hey, it happens.
You remember that girl? I remember her.
I meet so many people.
Yeah, you can't be bothered with details.
No, I'm just saying, I can't remember everybody I meet. If I had an electronic brain that allows me to scan the person, yeah, it would be easier for me to remember. I think I met them.
We saw him at Third Eye Blind. Yeah. We saw him at the meetup, the bar meetup.
Yeah, okay, I remember that girl now.
She was there with her boyfriend.
Tell me what she looks like, now that you remember her.
About a little shorter than me, short, dark hair, tattoos.
Uh-huh.
What was she wearing?
Like a short sundress.
That's her.
Stalker.
What did her boyfriend
very
look
nice.
Like?
Yeah. Boyfriend was real cool and everything. Yeah, I was kind of glad we were matchmakers.
Uh-huh.
Gosh.
Michael writes, I finally convinced my wife into letting me go to Roverfest. I'm going alone. I can't come up until the day off. We have two kids, and one fully needs her because she doesn't take a bottle. I'm listening on iHeartRadio. The delay on in is crazy, even compared to the radio station in Rochester. What does that mean? The delay on it, maybe?
Internet?
Getting these VIP tickets is everything to me. Can you buy them? I've tried every time so far when I hear it. And Nads picks up the phone and says, the tickets are gone. That's the only time I can get it to ring. Just thought I'd give it a shot.
He's in Rochester. Michael, is that what he said?
I think so, yeah. Michael, it is the way that it's done is all of the lines are put on hold. And that means that they're all of our phone lines are busy. And they remain that way until a little after the announcement, maybe a minute or two after the announcement. And then they are taken off of hold, and we start at caller one right then. That allows everyone, no matter where you're listening to the show, whether you're listening on the internet, whether you're listening on the radio, whether you're watching RMG TV with the Rover Radio app, however you are hearing that or seeing that, that gives you an opportunity to participate.
Rover, I've had I've been asking them what they're listening on just to get a base, and I've had iHeart, I've had RMG TV, I've had the radio, so everybody has an equal opportunity.
Okay. Now, apparently on the aftermath, I don't have the email in front of me, but on the aftermath, Nad said, you're not going to win these tickets.
Whoa,
and I didn't people, say that. Were
to who?
Upset about this.
That's
I don't
not
know.
True.
He just said, you're not going to win these tickets. Oh,
no. People were getting very upset at me and the contest in general, saying, this is rigged. This is all BS. I said, it's very, very, very hard. It's like the lottery. There's never a time of year where more calls come into this radio station. I'm not discouraging anybody. Again, we have winners every single hour. Please call in. Let's get some tickets to you. I'm just saying it's very, very hard. Don't get mad at the people that are giving them away.
You can also go to the two locations, the stores, for people that are trying to get them.
If you live there,
yes,
in the area, go to either of those Northeast Factory Direct locations. You can register to win. That doesn't help people who are listening all over the country. You want Roverfest tickets.
I understand that.
But it is stunt fair and square. The person who emailed me said that they believe that Nads is not actually taking caller 30, mm-hmm. that he's just giving these tickets to his friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can see that.
And so that's
faking it.
That's why they were very upset.
That's a very serious accusation. Can you guys just not say that, please? Thank you.
Peter, come on.
But it'd be easy to pull off, wouldn't it, Rover?
Well, couldn't impossible. He just ask Dougie for tickets then?
Huh?
Yeah,
but you know, Dougie won't give him any.
Wouldn't
tickets.
It be an easier route than
she'll say, I'll give you a 5% discount on one ticket for your girlfriend. Give me the money. That's what she would say.
Shut up.
Janelle writes, she talks about this Pearl Street where we're going. She was recommending that, so. We already picked that place yesterday, so
done.
Good to go.
Done and done.
Tommy says you have to visit Riverworks in Buffalo. Huge place right on the water.
I heard there's a naval base close by, Jeffrey.
Oh, really? I didn't know there was a naval base here.
You could go and look at it. It's free. You into that? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
No mic, Dieter.
No mic, but you, no can't mic. You hear me? I'm right here.
I heard you, yeah. So there's a naval base in the area.
Okay.
Gunner writes, Rover, please tell me why some random conceited, entitled, likely millennial or younger, Gash, gets $5,000 just for showing up at Roverfest, and 3 to 5 hardworking bandmates have to split $500. It just doesn't seem right.
Don't enter.
Well, one's a super hot chick.
Yeah.
That's why. That's how the world works.
Contest. That's right. Right, yeah.
And hot chicks get rewarded.
The other is 4 guys with long hair who play in their garage who are getting to open up the biggest show of their life. That's reward enough. Frankly, I of the thought you don't even give them the $500.
I was surprised they get any
Why?
Money at all.
No, the client wanted to do this. Wild Eagle, thank you to them. They're giving each winner, so best original and then best cover. They each get $500. And they also, the finalists, they get to be a part of the Battle of the Bands to be a part of their establishment, which is a great gig in and of itself. So how fun is that? I'd rather do that than get $5,000.
I probably want $5,000. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you know how many bands that come back and reach out and say, hey, I know we won and we've played before. Can we come back? We don't have to pay us. We just want to be a part of it. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
Derek writes, I've been listening to you guys for years now. I love the show. When I was a teenager, I had a bad habit with taking things from Walmart, but I didn't just walk out. What I would do is find a stereo system or TV, etc. I would get the one that I wanted, then find a UPC at the store for a like item, but one costing way less, go to the self-checkout and pay for it. Say $300 stereo system, but I would be scanning a UPC or barcode for stereo costing like $15. So it would appear like I'm paying for it, and I would get a receipt. Sometimes the item description wouldn't even match. As long as they didn't check the receipt, I'd be fine and get away with it. I never got caught doing this. I did it hundreds of times.
How would that work? Because, again, the weight problem. When you go to scan the one that's cheaper, right, wouldn't it weigh less?
Right. I don't know.
Unless it's such a big item that you can't do the, you can't put it in the bag, so then you can't weigh it.
Let's see. Lots of scam emails.
What's Charlie doing?
Drew writes.
You hear nothing. Something?
I hear something. It sounds like you, Rover.
What do you mean?
Very, very quietly, I hear you in the background of my head. Right now.
What? You don't?
You okay? Did you go out?
What do you mean?
No, it's in the headphones, or it's either outside, it's in the bus somewhere. I can hear something going on. It's the show or something.
You hear that, Dater?
I just jacked my volume up. I don't hear that
at
all.
I don't know if it's in the headphones or not.
Is it in your queue or something?
It just won't go away. It's driving me crazy.
There's nothing in my headphones.
So it's somehow my computer.
Yeah, I don't hear it.
So I'm thinking.
No one hears this.
I don't hear it at all.
It's my computer then.
It's your computer?
Yeah.
What's it playing?
Nothing. I don't know.
Could you turn it off?
The computer? I mean, I guess I could. There's nothing I can really do. I'm not making a big deal about this. I was dealing with it on my own.
Drew writes, Rover, I know Dieter has probably been told this a lot, but I was watching True TV, The World's Dumbest. He was number 6.
Whoa, which one?
This was you putting your hand in a bear trap.
Okay, 6. I forget which one that is. That's not World's Dumbest Dudes. That was number 8. I forget what 6 is. World's Biggest Failure?
Could be. Possibly. I don't know, but...
Yeah, that's great.
You're number 6 on the World's Dumbest on your way to number 1.
So proud.
Kyle writes, please make an RMG TV app for Amazon Fire TV. I'm debating about getting a Roku, but my house is set up as a smart home, and I use Amazon Echo and Fire TV to control my home, and adding a new TV device such as Roku will make things more difficult. I'm just like you. I want to walk in the living room and tell Amazon to play Rover's Morning Glory on TV. Can't wait to see you, Rover. And I love the Roverfest ticket design. Damien says, Rover, I'm planning on taking my boat up to Detroit with my fiance this summer for a long weekend. I know you've mentioned the time you and B2 went was one of your favorite trips with the boat before you sold it. You have any recommendations on what to do, where to eat, the marina you stayed at? We're definitely going to go to a Tigers game, but we are looking for more ideas. I don't know. We just stayed at the Detroit Yacht Club or something. I don't remember. And then that was it. And we went to a Tigers game, as a matter of fact, when we were out there. And I don't know what else there is to do.
Casino up there.
But then we kept going. Yeah. We went up past Detroit. We went up into Port.
Up in the UP?
Yep, that's right. Well, not that far up in the UP, but we went up into Port. Is it Port Huron or something? I don't remember. Stayed there. We stayed all sorts of places. Still hearing me in your headphones?
No, I don't think it's you. That seems like a different radio show.
A different radio show.
How is it? Can we listen? Are they good?
Yeah. I just heard like a singing, like kind of rejoin kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't. It's so quiet, you cannot tell what it is.
Do you have any fillings? Are you picking up satellite somewhere?
I do have fillings, but no. Man, this is like torture. It was slowly driving me insane. You could just barely hear it, but not enough to make out a single word. Just
seriously, that I'm not trying to scare you. Do you think it could be like a tumor?
Dude, it's a real radio. I mean, really happening.
You want to let Jeffrey listen on your headphones?
No.
If he hears it?
I'm okay.
Switch headphones.
I'll actually get a tumor if I do that.
Oh, my God.
Voices in his head.
Yeah.
Great.
Alan writes, Rover, you would not believe how many people think the way like that old guy that called in about Mexicans getting Social Security. Think about this. If all you listen to is Fox News and Trump, how would you feel? I live in a small town. I would say 90% of all people here believe Fox News and Donald Trump. Yeah, I guess if that's all you listen to, you think people are. That's right. That we're giving. If you're Indian and you come to the country, you get $100,000 to open up a convenience store. Like,
is that a rumor? I've never heard that rumor before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you don't have to pay it back either.
Oh, okay. Charlie. Just free.
Just free $100,000. But me as a hardworking American, I don't get anything.
That's why a lot of Indians have convenience stores,
that's
just
right.
Because of the government loan
that
they got.
It's not a loan. It's a gift.
Government's gift to come to the country.
Yeah. Greg writes, Rover, you and Charlie couldn't be any more wrong about the chicken wing debate. It's blue cheese over ranch.
There it is.
I can't wait for you to be harassed by everyone in Buffalo. If you use ranch with your wings, you'll be yelled at. Ranch is just the blue cheese substitute that white trash people resorted to. You're just wrong. Well, Greg,
blue cheese tastes like actual trash. It tastes like rotting trash to me.
That's old blue cheese. Fresh?
No, it's like moldy blue. It's cheese, but it's kind of blue. Like, how does it get that way? It's mold.
It's the cheese they put in it. It really is ranch, and they put some cheese in it.
No, that's not ranch.
Is that blue cheese?
It's not ranch.
It's damn
blue
close.
Cheese chunks in it. No, of course not.
But they're both not white.
But Greg, I will tell you that ranch is by far the most popular wing dipping sauce.
Every poll.
Yes, and everywhere we look.
Except our listeners.
Except the New York area, upper New York.
Oh, only there?
It seems like
Midwest.
In Buffalo, they like blue cheese.
For whatever reason.
But I'm talking...
That's the place that invented it.
Talking nationwide.
Oh, yeah. Anywhere else. It's ranch.
It's ranch.
Yeah. Right.
By a margin of 3-1.
I don't know if they've maybe never had... If ranch hasn't made it up here yet or something, if they haven't had the opportunity to try it, because it's a superior dipping sauce by any measure.
Ranch is everywhere.
And ranch is so good with... I had to eat pizza without ranch the other day.
How did you survive? How are you still here?
I don't know. It was really bad. The whole time, all I could think was, I want some ranch for this pizza. We were in Virginia Beach, and... There's this pizza place. It had the pizza I love. Thin, greasy. And I had to limit myself to just one piece, which I don't like doing either. But I limited myself to one piece because I didn't want to get fat. And no ranch. And the whole time, I just kept thinking, there's no ranch for this pizza.
Is it even pizza at that point?
No, it's not even worth it at that point. It's just...
You really? Yeah. You can't eat any pizza without ranch anymore? You've overdone it on the ranch, then.
No. People who don't eat, use ranch for their
good.
Pizza, there's something wrong with it.
I usually only use ranch and pizza if it's bad pizza.
Yeah.
You need to cover it up.
Oh, no. Pizza. Even good pizza, it just sets it off even higher.
Yeah.
That's why you like ranch?
No, I always liked ranch. I was always a ranch guy at pizza. But chicken meat... Superior people know blue cheese.
Oh.
I mean, we want bread and tomato sauce, ranch, of course.
No.
Pepperoni. But here's a question for you.
Go ahead.
You know how Papa John's has that garlic sauce?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do in that situation? You go with the ranch or use the home the garlic sauce they give you?
Peter,
garlic sauce.
I get all two out. I'm dipping.
No,
in, I'm
that's
flipping
sloppy.
And yes,
really.
Oh, that's grease.
Not a double dip. I won't go garlic then ranch, but one bite, a little garlic, one bite, a little ranch.
Oh,
that might be too much.
No, I just use the garlic sauce.
Yeah. See, in that situation, you don't need ranch.
Now, have you ever used the garlic sauce with another brand of pizza? The garlic sauce from Papa John's on Pizza Hut, for instance.
Oh, no.
Well, Pizza Hut has garlic sauce now. When I worked at a pizza place. We had garlic sauce. Every pizza place now.
But I never use the garlic sauce on anything except Papa John's.
Oh, no. All of it's good.
Well, there's none left over after Papa John's.
Yeah.
What, do you drink it?
No, you use it all. What do you mean?
No, I'm saying the other pizza places now sell garlic sauce, too.
Let's see. Yo Rover, who cares about Nads going to a gay bar? Even though he rides Charlie's D daily, I don't think anybody really thinks that he is gay. Jeffrey might. But what is weird is how insecure Nads is. Nads' girlfriend dreams of working at Put in Bay for the summer, but he shuts that down. He wanted to go to her job interview. He was obviously scared of his girlfriend being alone at Put in Bay. Now, he's following his girlfriend to a gay bar, like a little puppy. If his girlfriend wants to go to a gay bar with a gay friend, why insert yourself into that situation? Isn't that basically a girls' night that Nads invited himself to? Why not just go out with your own friends for the night or stay in for the night?
No.
Barging in on a girls' night is a weird move as a boyfriend. Isn't a gay bar one of the safest places for a girlfriend to go out? This is just weird. Is Nads scared that if he lets his girlfriend out of his sight that she will stray? Or she will find a guy closer to her age? Or a guy that makes more than minimum wage? Those are all rational fears, but I doubt that would happen at a gay bar. Nads is too clingy.
Can I respond?
Sure.
There were no gay people with them, or with us. There was three guys and three chicks. It was never a girls' night. The whole plan was for us all to go together. That was the whole plan the entire time. I didn't tell her not to take that job and Put in Bay. She was the one who wanted me to come to the interview, and I thought it was weird from the beginning. And here we are. So I don't know. I mean,
that's
I'm
a
sure
new twist.
Yeah, she wanted
about
him to come to the interview.
Yes,
yeah,
that's not a new twist. You guys just listen to what you want to hear. Like, you just make up your own realities. That's
she decided you should
time
come with me and yeah sit in on my interview.
Yes. No, so we're not sitting on the interview, but she wanted me to go to the island with her. You guys are so dumb. I said I've never been to the island. She's like, come with me and check it out. That was the story.
I don't. Peter, do you remember
no
that?
I swear he said, I want to come with the interview to see what they say about the bar and
no
the money situation and all that.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Is that what you remember?
And
he was going to sit behind her like in Step Brothers, you know, in that interview where they went to the interview together dressed the same.
I don't know. I've
vaguely. Will Ferrell. Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of.
I just, I don't know. Why go to a gay bar with three straight couples?
Why not?
Yeah, why not? It's close to me. Like, that's walking distance.
Why not? Because yeah. I don't want to see guys with their shirts off walking around in vinyl shorts.
That's not
why
at all the gay bar we went to. Nah. This was a normal bar with just a lot of dudes. That was it. There was no leather daddies. There's nobody hanging from their nipples by the ceiling. None of that. It was just a normal bar. Charlie's been there. I've been there with Charlie before.
What?
Oh, how many times?
Have you been there, Charlie?
What are you talking about?
You got a membership?
We went about it.
Yeah, we went like 3 years ago.
Wait, did you guys go just together?
No, we were with our girlfriend. I don't know if Nancy had a girlfriend at the time. No, it was a big group of people. It was the 4th of July. We're watching the fireworks. And then afterwards, somebody said, you want to go to this bar? It's a gay bar. I mean, I don't care.
See a Roman candle?
What do you mean?
From a guy.
I don't get it.
Okay.
Joe writes, listening to your blue cheese versus ranch debate, it got me thinking about another wing debate I recently had. I was at a local sports bar with my boss and a few coworkers. I was telling them how I recently discovered you can request all drums.
Oh, well, yeah.
My boss then said he likes to request all flats.
What's a flat?
Flat's the one.
Oh, come on.
You got the little drumstick, or you get the little flat part with the two bones in it?
Breasts?
That's the question. Oh. People go, you flats or drums? Everybody should know the answer to that.
I thought he was crazy and in the minority. I then asked our waitress, which has requested more. She said she had never had someone request all drums. People often request all flats.
No. I agree with this.
I'm a drums.
Oh,
you're
no,
flats.
Flats.
Yeah.
Flats.
You guys are crazy.
Because you don't know how to eat it. You can take, you can, I watched a YouTube video. It showed how to dissect the bones. You basically twist two ends. You can pull the bones right out. And then you're just eating a wing. You don't have to eat around
There's
a bone.
There's not as much meat as a drum.
But
a
you
drum
don't have to
eat thick-ass meat.
It's kind of dry in the middle sometimes.
Dry, so yeah. You just, and then it has that weird, like, tendon part that's just always stuck to the bone.
So does the flats has, like, these two tendons right along the bones. I always get these veins. Or either there's, like, a turd line. I don't know what it is, but...
Like a shrimp?
Yes, that's what I think of when I'm eating that. You flats or drums?
I'm boneless.
Wow.
That's not even chicken wings.
I do boneless.
It's like a nugget.
Oh, no.
That's a nugget.
I've got to take a break. We have to give out our Roverfest X VIP tickets right now. First, though.
Roverfest X. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Be caller 30 now. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Yo.
1-866-967-6837. And you'll win tickets and VIP passes to Roverfest X.
Your head is going to explode at Roverfest X.
July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorraine. From Northeast Factory Direct and Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, good luck to you. Well, caller 30 right now.
I guess the show's over.
Yeah, the show's over.
Yeah, Jeffrey just takes a
solitaire.
Busts out his phone. We're still on the air. He's just...
You're not talking anymore?
You need a mic to talk.
No, but you're not...
We're still on the air.
We're still... Look, you can see everybody. We're still on the air.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
My bad. I thought we were off the air.
From what?
I thought we went off the air to a commercial. My bad.
Were you listening?
No, he wasn't. So, good luck to you being caller 30 for your Roverfest X tickets. When we come back, we have the shizzy, the news. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
So, former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski is in a little bit of trouble from what he said yesterday during an interview. Unbelievable what this guy said. And is the perfect selfie worth dying for? I'll tell you a story about what happened to a person that wanted to get a great selfie. Those stories next.
All right, that's coming up. We have more Roverfest X VIP tickets to give away. In fact, every hour. So before 8 a.m. this morning, that's 60 minutes from right now, sometime between now and then, we will give you another pair of Roverfest X VIP tickets. You can purchase your tickets at roverradio.com right now as well. Good luck to you on winning them right now. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's not your normal radio show. These guys are traveling around the country, broadcasting from a bus. Now back to Rolling Glory One, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we will get to... Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. What is that?
Just Charlie and Jeffrey putting on their headsets.
Not Charlie. Charlie turned his mic off.
We'll get to the shizzy in just a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
I have an unbelievable sound clip from former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski. What did he say? Oh, people are really upset with this. I'll tell you that story. And the perfect selfie. Is it worth dying over? I'll tell you the strange story. And we'll have pictures to this as well. So fire up RMG TV.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Stints, will you look at that text file that gave us instructions? I just need to remember what channel over here to pull up for your computer so we can get audio. Is it number one, two?
Mix two on.
Okay, on the board?
Yeah, should be on all buses.
Gotcha. All right. Done deal.
Cool.
We have more Roverfest X VIP tickets to give away this hour as well. We are live on board Rolling Glory 1 in Buffalo, New York, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. This 4th of July, if you are a veteran or active duty military, you eat for free at the restaurants, the Iron Skillet or the Country Pride restaurants inside TA and Petro Stopping Center locations. That's this 4th of July. Have a meal on them. Let's see here. What did I want to mention? Oh, Buffalo. We're in Buffalo at Pearl Street Grill and Brewery. That's where we're going to be tonight. 6 p.m. tonight for a fan meetup. Stop by, say hello. Jeffrey, you're going to be there?
Yeah.
Yep. Dieter's going to be there.
Yeah.
Charlie's going to be there.
Yep.
Snitzer's going to be there.
Yes.
B2's going to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be there. Yeah. We'll all be out there. 6 o'clock tonight at Pearl Street Grill and Brewery. All right. Are you ready for the shizzy, Dushy?
Yep.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, the news about children separated from their parents at the border went from bad to worse yesterday with reports that the Trump administration has set up several tender age shelters in South Texas. Medical providers and attorneys told the Associated Press that they visited the facilities where they saw crying children under the age of 5 being held. So this is not getting any better. And, of course, the last place you would think anyone from the administration would go would be a Mexican restaurant to eat dinner. And sure enough, a group of protesters interrupted Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirsten Nielsen's dinner last night. She was at a Mexican restaurant.
Isn't it crazy she would go there?
Yes, that's great. That's funny. Don't you think? Like, they're all smart people. I couldn't get that job. Don't you think that they would say, maybe we do Italian? Like, I don't understand.
They had a craving.
Oh, come on. So they were, of course, harassed. Everyone's choking over there. They were harassed last night. So a lot of different stories happening. I think Rachel Maddow got really teared up and emotional when she heard about these tender age shelters in South Texas. A lot of people worked up. So talking about this was former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski. So he's part of a panel. And of course, they're talking about the kids and the separation and all of that. Listen.
Hold on a sec. Snitz, take a.
Charlie's got it now.
Charlie has
got it now. He fixed it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So listen to this audio, where former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski sets off the reporter on Fox News last night.
I read today about a 10-year-old girl with Down syndrome who was taken from her mother and put in a cage.
What?
I read about a did you say want to a 10-year-old with Down syndrome
what
being
I
taken
said
from
is
her
you
mother?
Can pick anything
How
you
dare
want,
you?
Though, but the bottom line
How
is very clear.
You?
When you cross
How absolutely
the border
dare you,
illegally,
sir?
You
How
have
dare
given
you?
Up the
we
rights
have infants
of this country.
Being taken from
Look,
their
we
mothers.
We are a country with
we
borders.
Have
we are a country of laws.
Stolen from
and
their mothers and put into cages.
And you your parents and understand this.
Just
they understand something
Nobody
very
can hear
clearly.
When you Botox. So
when
wait.
You cross the border
how
illegally,
you, sir?
When you commit
how
a crime, you are taken away from
she
your family.
She has Down syndrome and she was taken
right.
from her mother.
All right, Zach,
you go to
hold
any
on,
country
Corey.
In the
Let's
world.
Let's get Zach to finish his
you commit
point.
A crime.
Just in case you didn't hear it one more time, you yes. can hear, just listen for the womp womp. That's what Corey Lewandowski says to a 10-year-old with Down syndrome.
I read today about a 10-year-old girl with Down syndrome who was taken from her mother and put in a cage.
Wah,
I read about a did you say want to a 10-year-old with Down syndrome?
Wow. All right. No, no sympathy there.
What a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
That's an example of what is happening with this administration. There was a closed door meeting last night. I don't think anything has been resolved, and I don't think anything has gotten any closer as far
well,
as...
To be fair, Corey Lewandowski is not a part of the administration.
I understand that. I said he was a former campaign manager.
Okay. All right.
So, but that is an example of the kind of people that are leading you to where you are, is it not?
Okay.
Okay. So, I guess you're done with that. All right. So, I'll move on. Canada's Senate approval last night was a landmark decision where they passed a bill to legalize recreational use of marijuana. So now that the bill is passed, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, and his cabinet will set a date for the law to go into effect.
Why don't they just do that here in the United States?
Jeff Sessions doesn't like it.
Oh, that's right. It's evil, right?
Yes, the Bible probably evil. Said that we were not allowed to smoke weed, so then they got rid of it.
Okay.
There was a horrifying moment where a man plunged to his death while taking a selfie, and the moment he falls off of a waterfall, that was caught on tape. So it's pretty incredible. There's a man by the name of Ramjan Kaji. He was picnicking at a waterfall in, I can't even tell you where this is, North Karnataka, India.
No.
And he's trying to take a picture of himself on the waterfall. He's at the top. So he's doing this selfie. He slips. He falls. Somebody else farther down, a 35-year-old vacationer, he was watching. He ended up getting this on tape. So he had that.
What happened to the guy? Did he survive or did he?
No.
So he died.
Oh.
So he hit the rocks or?
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw it. We just watched it. But you can't see where he lands.
Oh, he's dead.
He might have just landed in the water.
No, he's dead. He's dead. Okay. Just trying to get that selfie. He slips and falls and dies. And then somebody else ends up getting that picture. 150 Starbucks stores will be closing. These are poorly performing company operated stores, and they will be closing. This is what the company told investors late yesterday. They expect the stores to close because of the slow sales. And you seem to think that they're everywhere and you pop so many of them up and then they don't do well. So 150 stores will be closing.
Oh, snits. That's probably the problem. There's too many. We went to Washington, D.C. Every 3 blocks, there was a Starbucks.
I'd say almost every block.
It's too many.
It's
like anytime there's a mom and pop coffee shop, they open up a Starbucks across the street.
Yeah, that's true.
Brace yourself for another Netflix subscription, and the price will be increasing. So the CEO believes sometime next year they're going to raise charges. Viewership is climbing, and each subscriber averages 10 hours on Netflix each week. So the stock has doubled since New Year's Day and reached an all-time high yesterday of $404. And Wall Street predicts Netflix shares will climb to $500.
So they're increasing the price. Is that it? Is that,
yes.
Or,
I just said that.
Again?
Yes.
What to what?
They didn't say, but they said expect another increase sometime.
Why? Who said that?
Netflix subscription. The CEO believes sometime next year they're going to raise the charges.
Okay, so next year, 2019.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
And that's it. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover Fest X, melting your face with Shine Down. I created the sound of madness, over who can pay. Machine Gun Kelly. Say, I want you forever, and Lil Jon.
Turn down for what?
Big Boy from Outkast. All That Remains. Red Sun Rising. Plus, the Miss Morning Glory competition and fireworks from American Fireworks. Hosted by comedian Bert Kreischer.
I'm the machine!
Cut it!
Saturday, July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorraine.
Rain or shine, lineup subject to change.
Tickets are on sale now.
Just go to roverradio.com.
Rover Fest. Presented by Coors Light and Ganley Nissan.
And Rover's Morning Glory.
Joey in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Joey.
Hey, morning, Rover. I just wanted to see if maybe we got lucky and Jeffrey brushed his teeth this morning.
Good question, Jeffrey.
No, I didn't brush. Unfortunately, I brushed my teeth last night. I didn't do it this morning, Joey.
No,
so.
Joey, don't be stupid. Of course.
Where
you
did you brush them last night?
Back at the hotel before you came back to the bus.
That was like at, I don't know what time that was.
So, yeah, I'll brush them again next commercial break, Joey.
No, you don't have to. Don't. I mean,
it's up to you. Whatever you feel like.
Yeah. Doesn't coffee help wash everything down?
Mm-hmm.
Not really, but...
coffee kills the bacteria. Can't live through the heat, Dieter, right?
That's what I always think.
Sure. Like he's sterilizing his mouth with that steaming hot coffee. So there you go. There's the answer, Joey.
We're in Buffalo today on board Rolling Glory One, and at the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, we're going to have a fan meetup tonight, 6 p.m. I hope to see everyone in the Buffalo area. Stop by, say hello. We've never been to Buffalo before. I've never hung out in Buffalo before, so I...
We've driven through Buffalo several times on the outskirts on the freeway on our way to Rochester. We never stopped in Buffalo.
Probably 100 times, yeah. And
I've been to Niagara Falls before. Are we close to that?
Somewhat close, yeah. It's close. But I've been up there, but yeah. On the Canadian side. And I've never been really in Buffalo, hung out in Buffalo. So today, stop by, say hello. We were in Philly yesterday. I have to tell you, I went to, you know how they have the two Philly cheesesteak guys that are
Gino's,
across the street?
They got
Gino's and Pat's.
But then there's also an outlier who people say is better, Tony Luke's.
Well.
What did you go for?
I went for Gino's. I got to tell you, I don't know what the hell Philly is doing. That was the worst Philly cheesesteak I've ever had in my life.
Really?
It was awful.
That's what I heard, that those two, they're just on the Travel Channel a lot because they're like across the street from each other and their buildings just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But in all honesty, those two Philly cheesesteaks are not
the
good.
The worst.
It was hard.
You cannot even, I can't put it into words. I got this thing. First of all, it's $11.
It's pricey.
$11. I bite into this thing. I go, this is so dry and so gross.
Oh, man. I went to Tony Luke's, exact opposite. I picked
it's
it
delicious.
Up. It's oozing juice.
Uh-huh.
Just all over the place. The bread was a little hard, but it was perfect. It was so good. I got the cheese whiz. You get whiz?
I didn't get
you
get cheese whiz. Whiz. I could have gotten whiz.
Oh, well, then you screwed up. You go there.
I had provolone on mine.
No. Oh. The whole thing is you're supposed to eat it however they eat it, because that's what they're eating. And you tried to make your own, and now you're mad that your little invention didn't work out?
It's no good. Well, it wasn't.
Did you send B2 to across the street to the other one so you could try both?
No.
What you should have done, compared them.
You did Gino's or Pat's?
Gino's.
Okay. Big mistake with the provolone. Of course, I prefer provolone too, or Swiss, or anything else other than Cheese Whiz. But I'm in there. I'm supposed to be trying exactly what it was. It was so good. Seriously, I've been thinking about it all day.
Was there any sauce or anything on it?
Cheese Whiz!
Just Cheese Whiz.
But no mayo or anything.
No, it was Cheese Whiz, onion, and the meat. And that was it.
I had provolone, onion, and mushroom.
You're just making up your own sandwich, and then you're mad. You can't blame the sandwich at this point.
Man, was that bad. And the whole time I go, I just ate this thing, this $11 sandwich. I loaded up on all my calories for the day with this one dumbass sandwich. It was so,
how many calories do you think that was? Because I tried looking it up afterwards, because I ate the entire thing.
Yeah.
And I found somewhere online it was like 550 calories.
No.
There's no possible way
it's
that's
at least
true.
1,000.
Yeah, 1,500.
How greasy that is?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, just a piece of bread alone would be 500 calories. I don't even know once you put Cheese Whiz in.
Yeah, the thing is like 14
inches
like 12, long.
Yeah.
And I put provolone on mine, Rover.
Yeah.
And mine was good.
Where'd you get it from?
Well, we went to City View Pizza.
Okay.
Oh,
just a random pizza place?
No, listen, there's a story behind it. We went to go to that Tony Luke's. So we go to it. We get dropped off. It was far away. And it was actually in Temple University. It's closed for the summer, the college. And nobody told us. So we go all the way in there. They're like, dude, school's out, buddy. There's none here. There's another one in South Philly, which was like on the other side of town. They said half hour, 45-minute drive.
What?
Yeah. Well, they took what the guy said.
Yeah.
He goes, on the other side of town with traffic, it's going to be a half hour, 45. So the guy goes, but there's a good place right here in town called the City View Pizza. They have really good Philly cheesesteaks. So we went over there. It was good, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. We just got provolone, like the basic, the meat, provolone, onions.
I got Swiss bread on mine, with Swiss and green peppers.
Yeah. How are you guys screwing this up? It's Cheese Whiz wit. That's all you're supposed to say. Whiz wit. And then they give you Cheese Whiz, and then I don't know what wit is.
Onions.
But you're supposed to say wit. I just know, and that's how I ordered it, and it was great.
When they ask you what cheese you want, they should just say Philly cheesesteak, and they should make it. When they ask you what cheese you want, I always think provolone.
I agree.
So that's why he shouldn't even ask me. But it's still mine. Mine was dripping, like you said. There was no mayo on it, no sauce, but you didn't need it. So, it was good.
So then we're getting ready to leave this Gino's place, and I walk around the corner. And as I walk around the corner, there are all these guys with guns.
No way.
And badges. But they're wearing suits. No, they're wearing suits. They have guns. and they have little earpiece things in. Secret Service. I go, what is going on? There's a whole caravan of SUVs. I'd say probably six SUVs. And they're all there, and they got like the whole area taken up. But I walk over and walk around the corner, and the guy's like, "Oh, you can keep moving through, sir." Like he was polite; he didn't block me from going. I don't know who it was. I don't know what was going on. I did take some pictures. I'll see. Maybe I can forward some pictures to Snitz or something, and you can try to identify who this was. I know Mike Pence was in Philly last night.
Yeah, he's doing like a fundraiser yesterday.
But they also had like a Republican governor's thing that was the fundraiser. I don't think if you're just like a governor, you're getting this level of protection. I mean, I know you have like state troopers and stuff like that for governors, but I didn't see Pence himself. If it was indeed Mike Pence, I didn't see Pence himself.
We were on the other side of town, and all the streets were blocked off. Traffic was a mess and I asked just somebody on the street, like, what's going on? And they said, Mike Pence is in town. The complete other side. So I think he must have
stopped there to get
driving
his...
in, or maybe he went in, took a picture of him ordering a cheesesteak or something. Who knows, whatever he does.
Yeah, but these guys, this was a serious operation that was going on, whoever this was. And just it was cool to see.
Yeah.
All these guys. I mean, I've never been that close to, I guess, the Secret Service or whatever, and just walked right through them. And it was interesting. All right, I've got to take a break. We are in Buffalo, New York, on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We will be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Just think. If you follow Rover's path, work hard, and build a loyal fan base, you too could live in a mobile home. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
On board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers, tonight at 6 p.m. at, what's the name of the place, Charlie?
Pearl Street.
Pearl Street. Grill and Brewery.
Yes.
We'll be over there 6 p.m. for a fan meetup. Stop by. Say hello. Someone asked... they emailed and they said, why are you only doing it for an hour and a half from 6 to 7:30? And I said, because we have to do a show the next day. We have to conserve our energy for Bert Kreischer, who's coming on tomorrow.
It's going to be a long day tomorrow.
And you know that he's going to start drinking, what, right when he comes on board the bus?
That's what I'm predicting.
Yeah?
He's probably going to be looking for the liquor.
So.
Liquor, beer, whatever we have.
You have to be, we wake up early. Got to be ready for anything you can encounter the next day with Bert Kreischer. So,
remember last time it was California, it was like, what, 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
He didn't
because
sleep.
Of the time difference. And he came in and he was drinking already at 3, 4 in the morning.
Oh, nonstop.
Yeah.
I think we have to get a special bottle of vodka just for him.
Do we have? I think we're fully stocked on vodka.
Okay, we're ready for him?
That now, I don't know if we have mixers for him. What does he drink his vodka with?
I don't remember. I know it was specifically he needed Tito's vodka. That was it.
All right, we have that on board.
Okay, we've got a bunch bottle of that ready to go?
We have bottles and bottles of that. I think we have 4 bottles.
Oh, okay, yeah, we're
I don't
set.
Think he's going to go through that.
What was he mixing it with? I don't remember what he was mixing it with.
Was it Red Bull?
No, it wasn't his thing.
Just soda?
It might have just been that.
Soda water?
I don't know.
We'll have to ask him, see what he's looking for with a mixer. Jeffrey just rubs his feet. Just it's constant.
Like, yeah. I don't know, I think it's just this right here, this
this groove,
the groove.
It's like a cheese grater on the bottom of his feet. He just rubs against it.
I don't know why.
Gets all the just dry skin
off.
Off.
Constantly, it's just rubbing his feet back and forth just to get on the floor of the bus rubbing his feet together. He's like a praying mantis, you know, like they're just rubbing their
like a fly hands. Before he eats.
Yeah, I mean, it's just rubbing his feet. And, oh, just grossing me out. You know, yesterday we were talking. I don't know how this came up yesterday. We were talking about. I said that there was an article that talked about the number of people who have sex at work. What were we talking about?
The firefighters from Akron.
The firefighters.
Which, by right. the way, guys, I found the videos.
You found them?
Yes. Oh, I found them.
And what how site? Did you? Is it on a porno site
it's
or
like
where
a cam
did you
site? Uh-huh. I believe I found them. It was hard to tell if this was the same people. The chick's pretty hot. You sent it to us?
Yes, I'll send it over to you.
Are you sure it's the same? Because the chick was like 42 or yeah. something, Charlie.
She was. It was in a gym, like they said it was supposed to be. And I'm not going to say what the name of the couple was, but it had to do with being a firefighter kind uh-huh. of thing. Uh-huh. And for the most part, it was just a girl going solo in kind of a chat. Uh-huh. But every once in a few videos I found, the guy, you just see this. A unit come in from the side of the screen, and then she'd start working on that. And then eventually they started kind of going at a little bit. But do you remember, was the guy bald or not?
Yes.
Bald, yeah.
I think I found it.
So this is a couple who they're firefighters assigned to two separate firehouses, but they were getting together at one firehouse and going at it and taking video and posting this video on the internet somehow. And they got in trouble. They've now been suspended with pay, of course. And some people are calling for this couple to be fired, but you found the video.
Oh, yeah. Found it. Okay. I think. I'm pretty sure a lot of them are deleted. Uh-huh. But I think a lot of them, they were on a cam site. I think somebody re-recorded the cam videos and then re-uploaded them to a different site. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I found them. It's in Trello.
Okay. I will.
You won't be able to play it, but you can just view it.
It's X-rated.
Very X-rated.
Well, so you said nothing should happen to them, really.
Well, I said suspended, like a little slap on the wrist. It's from the videos that I saw, it seemed like they're basically in the gym working out, and they're I know they don't really have free time, but in between fires, what are you going to do? You're sitting around. Uh-huh. Might as well get a little side business going, a little side action, and start filming yourself naked.
Oh, this body's tight.
You see it?
Oh, yeah. This has got to be her, because her face is kind of like a butter face, but her body's very, very tight. Looks like fake boobs.
Uh-huh. Flat stomach, super flat. And she looks like she worked out, right?
Oh, for sure. And right in the gym. I mean, she's looking right into the camera. It's definitely a cam show.
Why would you do this at work? Like, that's just
some
dumb.
Of it also seemed like it was at home. The gym, actually, from
oh,
the different
a
videos
home
I
gym?
Watched, yeah, it seems like a home gym. Because I see a closet filled with clothes and stuff. And it just looked like, I don't know, it just looked more like a home than it would a firehouse. So I think
are you
sometimes,
sure it's not just a different video retitled to say, because they know people are going to be searching for this. So they retitle some other video
maybe
to get
you
to think
be,
that it's...
But if you go to one of those theater, I put two in the system.
I'm on the first one.
If you go to maybe the second one and you skip towards the end, you see the guy pop in. And like he starts... Yes, show it
you see her face, Rover? That's her face, if you remember from yesterday. Because remember we were
be.
Like, oh, I mean, I don't see any porn stars looking like this.
Well, porn stars aren't on campsites. That's just... girls.
No, I know, but it's just funny. She looks just like the girl we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, so, I thought you just get a little suspension, told, hey, don't do this again. It's against department policy, but mm-hmm. I mean, during your, I mean, in between the fires, which is the important thing, as long as they're doing that, who cares what they do?
I saw a petition that someone sent me where they want Freedom of Information Act, they want to release these videos. And they're asking for that. But, Charlie, you've already found them.
I found those.
So, yesterday we were talking about this. And it came up the number of people that have sex in the workplace. And I said, oh, yeah, I recently read an article, a headline that said, here's the headline. Shocking number of Americans have sex at work. Shocking number, Jeffrey. What do you think it is, percentage-wise, people that have had sex at work?
If I was to put a number on it, I'd say at least 75% people are horny.
Are you kidding me?
75% of people
have had sex. Think about our work. You're saying 75% there have had sex?
No, I'm just saying in the workplace in general, not just our place.
I know, but you have to take our work for example.
I'd probably drop that number to about maybe 10%.
Okay. That's
big swing.
That's a big difference.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, but the question was the workplace in general.
Yeah.
So are they currently having sex, or over they've had sex in the past?
Have had sex.
Okay.
Just once?
Yeah. What do you think that is, percentage-wise? Have had sex at work just one time in their life?
30. That seems high. To me, that even seems high. But 30.
Peter, what do you say?
If you put it like that, in their lifetime, at the most, I'd say half. 50% have had it.
50%?
Yeah.
A shocking number of Americans have sex at work. 14% have had sex at work.
Charlie was the closest.
That's not a shocking number to me. In fact, that's shockingly low.
Yeah, I think
it's 1 in 10.
So Jeffrey was right with his 10%.
Yeah, that's he went from 75% to 10%.
Right.
That seems like a shockingly low number of people that have had sex at work.
Trying to think if I ever have.
Anonymous, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hi, good morning. I was just calling in. The fire department, this whole thing that went down, they're the ones who rescued my family from arboring house fire a couple of years ago. So it hit kind of close to home, but I don't think of them.
Wait, when you say they were the ones that rescued you, just the fire department or these particular porno-making firefighters?
The fire department did. That fire department.
Oh, okay.
That's the big one. Yes. And the one actually you were talking about, there were two, and those two were our local fire department. So even though I think it's more a percentage of people who have sex at work, honestly, I think that's very low. That 14%.
Yeah, 14% doesn't seem that high to me. It seems like it's roughly 1 in 10. I mean, out of 10 people that you know, I would think more than one has had sex at work.
At least. And I might be one of them. But I feel badly for this fire department because they're really good people, and the fire department, they're so active in the community. So I don't think anything huge should happen. Maybe like you were slap on the wrist and get back to saving people, you know?
Yeah, I say suspend them without pay for 90 days or
whoa,
something.
Whoa, that long?
That's 3 months. That's a long time.
That's
you
too long.
Be saving a lot of lives in those 3 months, Rover.
Well, they have other firefighters. It's not like they just don't have firefighters
for
those 3 months.
You need breaks. That's why they can't work, 7 days a week.
So 14% of people have had sex at their place of work. And of those, 1 in 5 of those people were caught in the act going at it while they were at work.
Oh, that's a lot.
Have you ever gone at it at work, Dieter?
Oh, yeah.
At the radio station?
Not the current one, but our old one. Starts with a C, ends in an S.
Okay. And there's three
what could
letters.
That be? I don't know, but definitely there. Not during work hours, but we had that office and it was right close to downtown, so I could just go back after hours. I didn't want to have to get a DUI.
You bring girls back to the office?
I have.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I mean, it's a place. Remember we had that couch in there? You'd always would lay on a nap?
I would.
Well, you at least sit on that couch. Uh-huh. I would always try to be like, oh, man, I hope he's
that's disgusting.
I hope he's not going to get stuck when he goes to sit up off that couch. But, yeah, I know in there for sure. And I've been to their work before. Again, usually after hours, you do it on the desk.
Yeah.
But not during. So does that still count? It's at a work. It's just at night.
I think that counts.
Yeah, that totally counts.
Okay. That counts, yeah. Charlie, what about you?
Never.
Not once?
No.
At a workplace?
Just really trying to think. I've cranked it at a couple workplaces, but that's about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is worse? I think
getting
that's
caught,
worse.
Getting caught
like
cranking
if you get
is way
caught
worse.
Cranking it out at work, they go, dude, this guy's a pervert. If you get caught,
he can't help himself for 8 hours or whatever. Yeah.
What about you, Jeffrey?
No,
never.
Oh, come on, you're a horn dog.
Yeah, but back then,
But the women you've been with, they've had sex while at work because they're actually on the clock as hookers.
They're working girls. Working girls.
Yeah, whatever. But I'm talking about me as far as me actually having sex in the workplace, whether during work hours or after work hours. No.
What about a bar appearance? Because I know some of bar appearances, you take a girl and go make out on the couch and you're dry humping and stuff. Does that count?
There is no contact.
But if it's, are you getting paid for that work appearance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would count.
Kind of counts.
So have you done that, Charlie?
No.
Never. I guess I've gone, I had a girlfriend once, she worked at a place and we had sex at her work. This was years ago. Trying to think at the radio station. I can't think of a time at the radio station.
Didn't you bang some chick out in a van at an appearance?
Yeah, that was at a concert. So it wasn't necessarily an appearance, but the whole radio station was at Warped Tour.
Is this the station van?
It was an RV that the station rented.
That's work.
And I went in the back bedroom of the RV and banged a chick out who was an intern at the radio station.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Very Clinton-esque of you, Rover.
Because it was an intern?
Yeah. Because, well, Bill Clinton was banging at Monica Lewinsky, was a White House intern.
She was an intern. Did you know that?
Huh?
What's that?
Yeah, I knew Monica Lewinsky was a White House intern. I remember following that story.
All right. And what do you do with the cigar?
I don't know what he did with a cigar, but all I remember is that he was railing her in the White House.
No, I think it was just she was on her knees.
Oh, well, whatever. I mean, either it's like I said, it's the same situation with Rover. He was railing an intern in the back bedroom of a RV. So same very similar circumstances.
Just because it was an intern, wasn't the White House, wasn't the Oval Office, wasn't the.
What about Snitzer?
Yeah, I mean, when I was in high school, maybe like making out with the girls
at the tape shack.
No. This is like movie theaters and stuff. Yeah, I don't think anything. Maybe a handy, but no sex. No.
You and your wife have never gone at it.
We've
either
never
your
together.
Job or her job.
No,
never. Okay. Neil, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Neil.
Yo, Rover, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, that I don't know if people are telling the truth. That number 14 seems pretty low to me. I'm a 27-year-old guy, bartender. That's what I do now. But I think I've had sex with girls on the job at every single job I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, 14% just seems very low. Now, bartenders, I think you who are you banging? Are you banging waitresses? Are you banging customers? Who are you banging on the job?
Yeah, I mean, it would just depend kind of on the day.
On the night, sure.
Yeah, usually some customers, but there's always the workplace taps and they're going on with servers and stuff. But I also had a job at Starbucks, and on breaks, me and this other barista would go in the bathroom and bang it out. And then I had a golf, I worked at a golf course and then banged it out with a girl in the ball shed room. So I mean, I think it's happened a little more than people are talking about.
Yeah, well, at least it is with you. Neil is certainly, every job he's ever had, he's had sex on the job. Wow, that truck is close. We're just parked on a street here in Buffalo. And
this is a tight street to be parked on.
Yeah.
He's like right next to us, right there.
Oh, if he has to turn right here, this is going to be really, he's turning to the right.
Holy moly.
Okay, if that was a full-size truck, a semi, he would have scraped that mirror.
I hit my head on the mirror yesterday so hard, just walked right into it.
She's just walking around the bus. You hit the mirror.
Yes. I've never been more angry. It was just full on, just right in my head.
How'd you do that? You didn't see it?
No, usually the mirrors are high enough where your head goes under them. And for some reason, the bus was like really low or something. I just wasn't looking.
Well, you were distracted.
I was distracted because Nad was calling, asking some stupid question. And then
about what?
About whether how he should do the podcast or something. It was just really lame, stupid question because he can't solve anything on his own.
Could have said yes or no. He didn't have to go inside the bus. He didn't have to at all. Just could have said yes or no.
So then he had to just ask just like a basic dumb question. And I had to come and ask you the basic dumb question, which makes me look stupid.
Because you didn't have an answer to that basic dumb question that you could have given me?
It's not my place. Anyway, so then I hit my head on the mirror really hard.
So it's all Nance's fault.
100%.
Anonymous, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous.
morning, Rover. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
I think that number is way off. I used to dispatch for an ambulance company, and we were contracted with a fire company. And if people weren't sleeping with coworkers, they were bringing their spouses in. It happened almost daily.
Yeah, you know, it seems to me like 14% is just not high. I would say, I get it, maybe not everyone is as liberated as others, but I would say 40% would be a more reasonable number. If you told me 40% of Americans have had sex at work, that seems like a reasonable number of people. I mean, throughout your whole life, you never had a job as a teenager where you could mess around with a coworker or something?
Right.
Ryan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Rover.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I was just curious. I know we said that Doogie hasn't had sex in a long, long, long time, but have you ever messed with her on the clock?
Let me think about that. I don't think so.
You guys were working together, right?
We were working together.
A long time.
But
10
you have
years.
To remember, she doesn't put out. She doesn't like putting out.
No, the answer is no.
Did you ever try putting the moves on her, like in the office or something?
Boring. No.
Yeah.
She's boring.
Yeah. I'm the boring one. Yeah. Okay. No, I don't think Doogie and I ever went at it at work. We are in Buffalo, New York today, and we'll be here tomorrow as well. But at the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery tonight at 6 o'clock, everyone who's on board Rolling Glory One is going to head over there and hang out. So stop by if you're in the Buffalo, New York area. We're doing a fan meetup tonight, 6 o'clock. We posted that on Twitter and Facebook if you need the name of the place again, but I'm guessing if you're from the area, you probably know where that is. So we'll see you at 6 o'clock tonight in Buffalo. Stop by, say hello, have a drink with us. We're on board Rolling Glory One, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We have Rover Fest X VIP tickets to give away right now.
Rover Fest X.
Are you ready?
Let's go! Be caller 30 now. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Yo!
1-866-967-6837. And you'll win tickets and VIP passes to Rover Fest X.
Your head is going to explode at Rover Fest X.
July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorain. From Northeast Factory Direct and Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, good luck to you with that. Caller 30, we have more Rover Fest X VIP tickets to give away coming up within the next hour. Every hour on the show today and all this week, we'll be giving away Rover Fest X VIP tickets. Compliments of Northeast Factory Direct. Corey, our board op, says, I can't speak for the current day, but in the past, there was sex going on at this radio station nonstop. Who was going at it, Corey? Let me know.
I saw the same thing, and I emailed them back. I go, give me some names. I got to know who. Is he talking about people that still work there or that don't work there anymore?
I don't know.
It's got to be Corey himself.
That's, or is he implying, well, he meant he was banging chicks.
I don't know what he meant by that. Let me know, Corey. I've got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to the shizzy, the news, in just a moment. What do you have coming up, Doogie?
Cops were called to the memorial site of XXXTentacion, however you say
it. Nailed it.
Totally. We'll give you an update regarding that story and why the cops were called.
All right. We'll get to that when we come back. Live from Rolling Glory One in Buffalo, New York. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's like the Antiques Roadshow. They're traveling the country while Jeffrey inspects and appraises ancient grannies. Now back to Rolling Glory One, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live in Buffalo, New York, on board Rolling Glory One, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. 4th of July, if you are an active duty military member or a veteran, you eat free at the Country Pride or Iron Skillet restaurants inside TA and Petro Stopping Center locations. It's this 4th of July, their thank you to you for your service. Eat free. In Buffalo, we have a fan meetup tonight, 6 o'clock, at Pearl Street Grill and Brewery. So stop by and say hello. Have a drink with everyone from the show. We'll see you over there at 6 o'clock tonight. We have more Roverfest X VIP tickets to give away this hour. The Shizzy coming up. And Doogie, are you ready for the news?
Yep.
Hit the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
A person lit themselves on fire at a park in Portland yesterday afternoon after reading from a paper on mental health and homelessness. There was a witness who intervened, and this witness said that it was similar to one of those scenes the Buddhist monks would do where they would set themselves on fire to protest the Vietnam War. Remember all of that?
Yeah.
So they said it was very similar, eerily similar to that. They said the scene unfolded across the street from a county courthouse in downtown Portland at Lounsdale Square. So
the person died?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, that's an important aspect of the story. You're telling me they don't have that in the story, whether the person survived or not?
Well, they were saying that they believe it was transgender, the person, different accounts as far as what was happening. So a witness said that she saw a woman enter the park with dreads and crutches. She said the person sat down on a park bench and began reading from some papers about homelessness and then mental health issues. They then screamed before getting out a gallon bottle, and then they poured what looked like dirty water over their head. And then all of a sudden, they saw a blue lighter. They said they saw the person engulfed in flames, took his shirt off to try to put the fire out. Several other people in the park tried to help by using their shirts and emptying their water bottles on the flames. And then, obviously, fire officials arrived. They said the person's head was entirely on fire. And a court security officer put the flames out with a fire extinguisher.
The person is recovering at the Oregon Burn Center.
Transferred to the hospital by ambulance.
All right.
In Alabama, two women and a gunman are dead following an apparent murder-suicide in a Walmart parking lot. This happened yesterday, and the gunman rammed his car into another car in the parking lot of the store before getting out and fatally shooting two women inside. The shooter then turned the gun on himself. So one victim and the shooter were found dead right there at the scene, and then a medical helicopter was called for the second victim, but she ended up dying in the vehicle. And they are investigating this to see if they know one another and what the reason was, but they believe that they do. All right, I don't know how to say the guy's name. I've heard a gazillion different pronunciations of XXX. Whew, Tentacion, if I'm saying it.
Tentacion.
Okay, so anyway.
I don't know how you say the guy's name.
A bunch of people ended up going to where he was shot, and they did the final respect kind of situation, created a memorial, and at least 300 people showed up carrying candles or lit cell phones. They filled a whole stretch of Melrose Avenue just before 8 p.m. last night.
How lazy is that? That you can't even bring a candle to the guy's memorial, this rapper.
Phones work.
Who was gunned down. You bring your cell phone and you just hold your cell phone up
in the flashlight?
Air. That's just.
It's safer. Know.
He didn't get shot in L.A.
Huh? He
got shot in Pompano.
Yeah, he was shot in Florida, Doogie.
Okay, so this was on Melrose Avenue. And
in L.A. Los Angeles?
Yeah, this is what the L.A. Times said. So it got so bad, there were so many people that were creating this memorial.
Look at that.
Cops arrived, and they ended up using tear gas. They pepper sprayed balls and rubber bullets to disperse the crowd. That's how bad it was. There was no permit for the memorial. There was no police notified. They all just showed up, and then it got a little crazy. So,
do you have a song, Charlie? Do you have a song that's known that people... I've never even heard of this guy. What's it called?
I read I think it was from NPR or something.
I think it's playing now. I think it's clean. Tried to find a clean version. This is called Sad.
This was his biggest hit.
This is where you bring the music bed down. This, I was reading an article on this the other day from NPR, and they said he's, it's funny just to hear NPR explain this rapper. He was big in what they call the SoundCloud rap movement.
SoundCloud?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's where everybody's coming from now.
suicide if you ever gonna let me know. Yeah, suicide if you ever try to let go. I'm sad, I know, yeah. I'm sad, I know, yeah. I gave her everything. She took my heart and left me lonely. I think broken hearts contagious. I won't fix, I'd rather weep. I'm lost and I'm
all right.
He's kind of like an emo rapper.
Being in love, I love when you're around, but I hate when you leave. I'm not afraid to let go.
You like this, Charlie?
I never heard it until he died, but seems okay.
Snitch, pretends to like this.
Yeah. My wife knows this stuff, so she knows.
How does your wife know this?
She listens with my daughter. She drives my daughter around all the time, and
they listen to this stuff.
This is the song that she mentioned.
Some people think he's faked his death.
Yeah, I don't think the cops would go along with that. Just something tells me that when they say they scooped up his body off the sidewalk, you should trust the police department when they say so.
And there was video of him slunched over in his car after he got shot. Somebody ran up and got a video of it.
Yeah, what happened is, I guess, a couple years ago, there was a death hoax on him, so he released a video saying he wasn't dead. And people are just seeing that now and saying that, oh, he's still alive.
Okay.
Today is the last day of spring and summer starts tomorrow. So sunscreen, here's a question for you. I know my daughter has been swimming a lot and sure enough, I always put the sunscreen. I do the 50 on her, but is 50 good enough? Does that protect you?
How high? I mean, 50 is a lot.
I thought I was always told 15 was the minimum.
Oh, you got 35, Charlie.
No, I do 50.
No, but I thought growing up, 15, they always said at least get 15.
Oh, no, that's nothing.
Is that wrong?
Yes, definitely wrong. You need more than 15. No wonder you're always getting sunburned.
I never really put it on. I don't like the way it feels. It's so gross.
Skin cancer feels even worse.
Sure does, yeah.
A lot of people say that super high SPFs were kind of pointless, and there's not much difference between SPF 50 and SPF 100, but according to recent study, that's not actually the case. Researchers in Colorado tested different levels of SPF on skiers, and each person had to put the SPF 50 on one side of their face and then 100 on the other side. The side with SPF 50 was 11 times more likely to end up with sun damage. The study found there are two main reasons that it happened. First, that extra SPF does protect your skin a little better. The 50 blocks about 98% of the UVB rays compared to 99%. But the main reason is most of us don't apply as much sunscreen as we're supposed to, and we don't reapply it enough. The higher SPFs offer a little more leeway in that regard, so you're more likely to be protected. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that there was 100. I've seen 50. I don't see a lot of the 100 out there, but they say that 100 is best. You didn't know it went that high?
I didn't know it went up to 100. I mean,
what's the number? Is that a percentage? What does the number mean?
Coverage, I believe.
Hmm.
So, the sweet scent of summer will mark the U.S. Postal Service inaugural rollout of scratch and sniff stamps today. So it'll feature none other than watercolor illustrations of ice pops. So there are sugar-scented scratch and sniffs unveiled. It's a booklet showcasing 20 stamps with 10 different designs. So you scratch them and sniff them. So we're
your kid eat those,
summer.
Jeffrey?
No.
Those popsicles, no?
All right, you guys were talking about eating chicken wings and which sauce. So is it the
ranch.
Blue cheese?
That's the way to do it.
Blue cheese on drums.
No, ranch.
Well, there is the latest hybrid food is in development, and it is involving chicken nuggets. It's called a donug. It's fried chicken nuggets shaped like donuts, and they add a different, they have toppings like Dijon and cheese, chili flakes, and black salt. So they're only available in Australia now. So
That's all a chicken nugget in that.
Yeah, with like a sauce on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah. Sweet. And nothing's, yeah, that might be good.
You think
looks
so?
Good. The pictures yeah. are showing on RMG TV. I'd try that.
As long as it's not a sweet sauce. It was like honey mustard or something.
Yeah.
I'd go with ranch.
Oh.
Ranch or barbecue.
Congratulations to 43-year-old.
For chicken nuggets?
Yeah, this guy.
So what's the best? So ranch, I think it's for sure.
That's just my preference.
For chicken wings. I know we're in Buffalo. They like blue cheese here. But, yeah. You know, they're backwards. Ranch is definitely the way to go. Now, on a chicken nugget, a like a chicken McNugget.
You're not going to like my answer.
What do you use for that?
Hot mustard.
What about honey mustard?
Mustard is
my wife loves honey mustard sauce.
The hot
hers.
Mustard they have, which they took off the menu for a while, because I guess people weren't that into it. But we, the hot mustard fans, rose, signed petitions, constantly advocating, you need to bring back hot mustard. We got it back. We got it back.
I don't know why they need any other sauce other than sweet and sour.
I don't think I've ever had it.
That is, what? You haven't even tried that?
I've worked at McDonald's. The weird people were the people that would get honey.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Not from there, but as a kid, Burger King chicken tenders with honey was the best thing in the world.
It was so
only at Burger King.
Oh, and then some weirdos would get ketchup.
Oh.
No, that's nothing else left.
You have to be five or under to use ketchup.
No, there were full adults constantly getting chicken nuggets and just like, load me up with that Heinz. And I'm like, what? Or they'd ask for the honey, and then it was just strange to me.
I do honey. Barbecue.
What? See, yeah. Ned's all right.
Yeah, barbecue. I would get barbecue, and I would get honey. Those are that's always what I use.
Sweet and sour sauce. If you're getting your nuggets from McDonald's, it's got to be sweet and sour sauce.
But Chick-fil-A nuggets, Rover, you got to try them. Polynesian sauce.
Oh, yeah.
This red sauce.
Which is almost like a sweet and sour.
Right. So if he likes the sweet and sour, he's going to love this stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
And finally, congratulations to 43-year-old Eva Longoria. She gave birth to her first child, a baby boy. Santiago Enrique Boston, 7 pounds. Congratulations. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover Fest X. Melting your face with Shine Down. Tell my mother, Machine Gun Kelly. I'm trying to find Lil Jon. Boy from Outkast. All That Remains. Red Sun Rising. Plus the Miss Morning Glory competition and fireworks from American Fireworks. Hosted by comedian Bert Kreischer.
I'm the machine! Cut it!
Saturday, July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorain.
Rain or shine lineup subject to change.
Tickets are on sale now.
Just go to roverradio.com.
Rover Fest, presented by Coors Light and Ganley Nissan.
And Rover's Morning Glory.
Anonymous, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous.
COI.
RB, what's up?
Not too much. You guys are talking about people having sex in the studios. I used to work there, actually, for a handful of years, and I used to bang chicks out in the studio all the time.
Really?
I'd bring them up there at night. I've banged chicks on your chairs outside of your studio. I've banged chicks inside Alan's office, inside the MMS studio, 96.5, pretty much that entire lineup down that hall. I've banged chicks in that.
Is this the guy that got fired that called in last time and said that he was like our old program director, was it Bo, was mad at him?
No.
Oh, this different guy? Okay.
All right. Yeah. So did you quit or you get fired from the...
No, I actually didn't get fired. I got let go, and they did that sweep of let goes for all the like the non important people.
Uh huh.
So I wasn't really fired when they like.
How does that make you feel that Jeffrey made the cut and you did?
Actually, every day I hate Jeffrey more and more that piece of garbage gets paid, even as little as he does, and then just squanders like just. It just doesn't take advantage of any of the opportunities he's given. I hate him so much for that garbage.
What was your position back in the day?
I did a couple different jobs. I worked nothing major. I was more...
Promotions or board up?
I actually only filled in promotions. I did other stuff in the studios. I had access to studios.
Yay.
Most
we heard
that.
About that.
Yeah.
If I say what I did, I'm pretty much saying who I am.
Okay.
All right. Anonymous.
I just want to say to Anonymous, yeah, Anonymous, you should. Okay, you're mad at me. That's fine. But I don't have access to any of the stuff in the studio, so I would shut the F up if I were you, okay? So.
The thing about radio, Jeffrey, is you need to learn to talk.
Yeah, I do talk, like, okay? So shut up.
Stop. I mean, not like don't talk. I mean, learn how to speak properly. Use words.
I speak properly.
Broadcasting school. No, you don't. We went to broadcast.
Whatever, pal. I speak the way I speak, okay? Nobody tells me how to speak, okay? I speak the way I speak, and if you don't like it, kiss my ass.
Jeffrey is on the radio. You're not. So.
All right.
If you wipe that nasty thing. It ain't happening. Learn how to talk. Maybe go back to school for a little bit, and maybe nobody will hate you as much as they do. We just use you as a joke. We like making fun of you.
Wow, pretty rude for a guy not in radio anymore. Jeffrey, you're in radio. This guy can.
He could still be in radio, dude. You don't know. No. Yeah, he could be.
I mean, jealous. I always have that mindset that I know that I'm probably the most expendable person on this show. I know that I could be on this show now and I could be off the next day. So I just come in, I do my job, I yap, you know, and that's it.
You know, there's a guy, you know, Loch Ness Monster. You know this.
I've heard of that. I've read.
What do you think the Loch Ness Monster is?
Looks like a gigantic, like 75-foot long eel.
Okay.
I've seen the artist's interpretations of it.
No, that's a picture that they always show, right? Thing you always see, that's an actual photograph.
That is an actual photograph.
Thing with it sticking out of the
water. It looks like a giant eel.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
There's the famous photograph. It was discovered, this was known as the surgeon's photo. It was taken in 1934. It shows a head popping out of the water. 60 years later, it was revealed to be a hoax that it was a sea monster model attached to a toy submarine.
Really? That's what they discovered?
Yeah.
I've heard many things.
That was in 1994, it was discovered to be a hoax. But
how would you have a toy submarine in the 30s?
I don't think it was a remote control submarine. I think it was just like a...
Okay, so this person, whoever took the picture, wanted this to all happen.
Sure, of course. Okay. Well, there's a guy who has devoted his entire life to figuring out Loch Ness Monster. In fact, he back in 1991, and he's been at it ever since. But back in 1991, he gave up his girlfriend. He gave up his house. He gave up his job. And he devoted his entire life to searching for the Loch Ness Monster. So how long is that, Jeffrey? Can you do the math on that?
Okay, that would be the last 27 years.
2018 minus 1991. Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
How'd you know that? 27.
Because I've been out of high school 28 years.
Okay. So since that same date, 91?
No, I graduated from high school in 1990.
Okay, so you just added a
year. So I've been out of high school 28 years.
He subtracted a
year.
Okay, so he says he's been doing it since 1991. He's been doing it for the last 27 years.
So 27 years. I mean, this guy gave up everything. His girlfriend, the house, the job. He said, I'm going to search for the Loch Ness Monster. He, after 27 years, has come out. He says that he has solved Loch Ness Monster. He says that it's a very big catfish, and that's all.
No!
So 27 years.
Why would it be sticking straight up?
What part is a catfish like that?
He says that what a lot of people report seeing is just a description of a catfish with its long, curved back. Apparently, there's something called a Wells catfish that grow up to 13 feet long. I saw some pictures of this on the internet, a Wells catfish, W-E-L-S. They're enormous. They're huge. He says that they were introduced into Loch Ness like back 500 years ago or something. And he says he's searched for 27 years. He wanted to believe there's a Wells catfish. Huge. Look at this thing. Isn't that enormous?
For all the things I see of the Loch Ness, it's way skinnier. It's skinnier. Like Jeff said, it's like an eel. Way longer.
Yeah,
than
according
that.
To that, that, fed, that was at that bulky, time. And well, it was the only known photograph of it.
That one was fake, though.
Yeah. What is it?
No, not that one. There's other ones that they show it swimming in the water. There's tons of videos of people catching it in the water, and it looks like an eel. It's super long. They didn't know if it was a log or what.
It's a catfish.
That catfish is the size of a whale.
It's huge. 13.
Massive.
I mean, it's. I don't know if that thing could eat you, but put that back up for a second.
Could
you
swallow a kid.
Could that swallow you?
Yes. Look how big that guy is. You'd fit right in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It doesn't have teeth either, so it wouldn't even rip you up.
Just swallow you whole.
Yeah.
You think you could fight out of the stomach of that giant catfish if you were in there?
Give me a couple blades. Give me a couple knives.
Well, if you had a knife, you probably could. But what if you had no knife?
Chew my way out.
Chew through the catfish stomach? Yeah.
Okay, here's a skinnier one, too. It's still huge, but you're saying skinny. These are also skinny, but huge.
I just don't buy it.
That's giant.
Wait, so you think
so you think it is? Wait, you think it's an old prehistoric creature?
It's something. Like a brontosaurus, like its neck, or
dude. If you saw that thing in the water, put that last one up with the girl that you showed. If you saw that and it was in the water, you just saw it like hump. I mean, you saw part of it,
but there's no hump on its back, Rover. It's flat. Where's that Loch Ness part?
But they come, they bend. Yeah, they bend, and the little bit of them comes up out of the water. You would think you'd go, oh my God, look at that. That's a Loch Ness monster. That thing's huge.
Especially if you're in that little area of Loch, is it called Loch Ness? Is that what it is? Yeah, you're in that area and I saw that, I'd think for a second I just saw it.
Yeah.
Peter, so what do you think? There's one Loch Ness monster?
Yeah, one massive one.
And it's just living for hundreds, millions of years since the dinosaur times?
Just like a dinosaur.
Or is it mating with, is there like two of them and they keep mating and making new ones?
Yeah, it could be two. But I know there's at least one and they can't catch it. I mean, that's a big ass lake over there.
Look.
No, Snits. Ones I see are like wavy, like a snake.
But the way it moves, it might move like that.
Yeah. I mean, these things, did you know catfish could get that big?
No, I have no idea.
I'd be afraid of that thing if I saw that thing. I mean, it could eat you. Wow, that's something else. Anyhow, so this guy, he's devoted 27 years of his life, day in and day out. He gave up everything, Dieter. And he now has come to the conclusion that it's just a very big catfish.
Took him 27 years to say that?
It took that long.
Loser.
It could take me 27 seconds. I could say, oh, it's a dolphin. Solved.
All right, I've got to take a break. We are live in Buffalo, New York this morning on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Tonight at 6 o'clock at Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, we're doing a fan meetup in Buffalo. We have never been to Buffalo before. First time to Buffalo. So we're going to meet you 6 o'clock tonight. Stop by, say hello, have a drink with the show. 6 o'clock, Pearl
Hope
Street.
Hope we get to run into our old friend Nick Rivers. I think he still works in radio out here.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does work. Well,
hopefully,
we'll
get to see our old friend Nick Rivers.
Oh, okay. Why don't you email him or call the radio station?
I don't know the radio station number out here.
Okay.
So
we'll see you at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll be right back. We have more Rover Fest X VIP tickets to give away this hour. Don't go anywhere. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's never been done before. They're not just broadcasting to everywhere. They're broadcasting from everywhere. Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live on board Rolling Glory 1 in Buffalo, New York, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. I was thinking about Charlie and his girlfriend because they are thinking about buying a house.
Uh-huh.
And people have warned you, Charlie, don't put your girlfriend's name on this house. Because if you guys ever break up, you've now created an instance where it's. I mean, that's just boy. That would be very complex.
Yeah, especially if I'm putting all the down payment down.
And I was reading an article about a guy named Bill Gross. He's a billionaire. Him and his ex-wife, they were going through a divorce, and he had to give up their 13,819 square foot Laguna Beach mansion to his ex-wife in the breakup. Now, in the article, I couldn't find anything that the ex-wife did as far as make money or anything like that. This guy is involved in bonds or something. I don't know. He's a billionaire. So I think he made all the money, but the wife ends up with this home, $36 million.
Whoa.
And on top of that, she got just tens of millions of dollars worth of other stuff, artwork and all sorts of stuff. But the guy was upset at this because the woman has now filed a lawsuit against her ex-husband and said, hey, he gave me this mansion, this $36 million mansion, but before he left, he really tried to turned the place into a disaster. Apparently, he put raw dead fish in the vents.
Yeah.
And on top of that, he used fart sprays all throughout the house.
Who would use that?
In order to, it's called, the one that I'm looking at is called, she put in the court filing empty bottles of the fart spray that she found in the trash can. So she gets the first day she gets the house, smells, she goes out in the trash can. It's called Barf Ass, I think.
Ass. Liquid Ass. Yeah, I've had that.
It's the same brand. We actually have some Liquid Ass in the in the fart box somebody gave us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that stuff smells terrible. Yeah,
I sprayed that before. You guys freaked the hell out
because it doesn't just smell like
freaked
a fart. It smells like a barn or something.
No, Doogie thought it was a natural gas leak, and she's like, "Oh my god, call maintenance! It smells like rotten eggs. It's natural gas." And I'm like, "Oh my god, it was liquid ass. I just sprayed. I was trying to prank you guys.
It is so gross.
It's funny. It smells like ass, though.
That's a good move. If you still own the house at the time, do whatever you want. Fill it with dead fish." Fart spray everywhere, take a dump on the dining room table on your way out the door.
The ex-wife said that the house plants smelled foul. They needed to be replaced. She had to spend a substantial amount of time and money to rehabilitate the
property. Whose
money? Property.
His money.
Yeah, so what does it matter?
He's actually screwing that guy over.
There are also pictures that she showed. There was a treadmill in the house. He just cut the power cord right in half so she couldn't use that. There were famous artworks and stuff, and I mean they're really battling over all of this this property and whatnot. But here's a guy who's a billionaire. Now he loved this home. It's in Laguna Beach, $36 million home. He loved this home. He had to give it up. So Charlie, I would just look at that.
I'm not questioning this. It was Doogie the one that was like, "No, you need to put her on." My girlfriend's not even questioning it. She's okay with it so far. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she'll be mad later, but
now,
I think she understands I'm the one that's saving the money for the down payment.
If you and your girlfriend broke up, would you use any methods to, let's say she screwed you over big time, and let's say it just was like right now, because things are okay, you can't imagine going through these measures in order to get back at her, but maybe it goes rotten, man. Do you do anything to get back at your ex? Anything like this? I'm curious if people resort to these sorts of tactics just to get back at someone that they just can't stand, an ex that they are breaking up with. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Would you do that, Charlie?
If she really pissed me off and she's stealing my... Half my stuff.
Let's say she was taking your stuff. Let's say that you caught her sleeping with Dieter.
Yeah.
So she cheats on you with your coworker.
See, that would like piss me off. But then if at the end she then somehow is acquiring half my stuff on top of it, and she's the one that caused the problem.
Let's say you paid for the whole house that you want to get. Let's say she didn't work at all, and now she wants half of everything. What do you do?
I like this guy's fart spray idea right off the bat, but I would do like real, I would use real butt stuff. I mean, I would be putting my butt everywhere on stuff, toothbrush, toothbrush up my butt. Uh-huh. I would do that.
Use the toothbrush right up the ass.
All the way.
And then you'd put that back.
I'm trying to think of what I would do. Like, I would spend so much time sitting there thinking of how to ruin this place. I don't know what I would like invite, turn it into an actual barn, like just invite live animals in there to just kind of walk around, take dumps. I'm trying to think. Maybe host an orgy so the place is just covered.
Covered.
I should invite a bunch of hobos over.
Hobos? I'd invite, just every terrible friend I have just over. Have a rager, of course.
Uh-huh.
That'd be number one.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm trying to think what else you'd really do.
I know, when I moved out of my college house when I graduated, we had a crappy landlord. So before we all moved out, we all went to the corners of the house and we just peed as much as we can and covered it, because you can't get that smell out. You're the cat that peed, Rover.
Uh-huh.
Even no matter what you do, that smell just seeps into the floors, into the carpets. We just doused this house in our urine.
What made the landlord so bad?
Oh, he wouldn't fix anything, Rover. Anytime you would ask, like, "Hey, this AC's not working, this isn't working," he goes, "No, that's on you guys. You guys pay the rent. I'm just a landlord. That's part of your agreement." He totally lied. So we just destroyed the place. We were like trying to stop holes through the floor, through the wood. And we destroyed that house, man.
With your socks. What's going on here?
Oh, that's
the
from
bottom of your socks.
Oh, it's running so fast yesterday. We'll get to that. I burned holes through.
Holes, huge
Look,
holes.
Look, I'm massive.
This.
They're not.
Oh,
they're no joke holes.
Oh, man. Jeez,
we walked dear. A lot yesterday.
Jeez. I mean, some new socks, dear.
No, Rover, these were new.
Did you shower? Did you shower yesterday?
Yeah, but I had to put these. I'm running out of socks. So, but yeah, we wait till the video comes up. We got some good video from yesterday.
Rex in Michigan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rex.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hey, man, what's happening, bud?
Well, when I just actually in the middle of getting divorced myself, and it was funny that you guys are talking about this. So I worked for 3 years. Me and my wife were together for 3 years. She never worked, never did nothing. And I went and I bought a house for us, got a car for us, $20,000 in furniture. I mean, I got all new furniture for the entire house, everything. And we got into it one day. She kicks me out of the house, and I went and called an officer, and they said, well, her name's on most of this, and you can't take anything. She got the house, the car, all the furniture,
oh my God.
Guns, and she never once lifted a finger to pay a single bill ever.
And she never even worked that entire time?
Not even. I tried to get her to get a job, and she refused. She wouldn't cook, clean, nothing. I did everything I could for, you know, her.
So if she was so lazy, why did you do it? Why did you put her name on the house? That seems like it's almost your fault. Like, why be that dumb?
Well, because I was that dumb. You know, I was like, well, I love her. You know, I love our son. My kid either. But I was like, I love her. I want to be with her. I could, you know, I was trying to build a life with us. And it just, yeah.
Finally so, Charlie, don't make that same mistake, Charlie. You're going to end up in that boat. You ever snitch? You've only snitched, seemed to like date girls in high school, and then that's it.
He's only been with his wife. With one woman, yeah.
Yeah, he's been with his wife for this entire time. You ever gotten back at an ex in any way, Snitz?
In high, no.
Too young.
Pretty amicable.
Yeah,
they're still in love with him.
Uh-huh. Oh, the girls, all the mm-hmm. girls from high school are still...
Punky T.
Uh-huh.
What about the boys?
Jeffrey, what about you? Have you had to get revenge on someone, or is it
I've never, it was never, the breakups I went through, never had to rise to that level, never put my name on anything like that, you know, and the girls that I dated, you know, were just similar, like, snits, you know. I mean, you know, if a girl didn't want to be with me, I just let it be, let you know, I just... That was it. Pretty mundane stuff.
Uh-huh. Mundane. Anonymous, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous.
Morning, Rover. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, man, what's happening, bud?
Well, I got to tell you, I don't want to really come out and say that I'm the one that's done this. I'll say that maybe this would be something that would strike a chord, but say an ex was cheating on you, your woman's cheating on you. If you were to rub poison ivy in her panties, okay, and when she went to go get with her new guy, maybe they each think that they got something from the other one, okay, and that slows them both down from fooling around.
I see.
That's pretty good.
That is ingenious. So rub poison ivy in the panties. I just read a whole article on poison ivy yesterday that a guy, a scientist, he got poison ivy, and then it spurred him into researching poison ivy and the different reactions that people have to poison ivy. And some people, it takes a day. Some people, it takes a week. The interesting thing, you don't become immune to poison ivy. The more that you're exposed to it, the worse your reaction usually is. So if you get poison ivy once, you don't get it as bad as the 10th time you get it. Isn't that
weird?
Yeah,
but who wants it once or twice or 10 times?
No one wants it, ever.
I don't ever want it.
I've never had it.
And the beauty of it is that they both might get it and think that it's something else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't know that it's poison ivy.
STDs, of course. Right, exactly. So, all right.
Slow them down. All right.
Playing dirty. Thank you, Anonymous.
Have you ever had it? Poison ivy?
When I was a little kid, yeah.
I've never had it. I think I might be immune.
No, you probably just haven't encountered it.
No, if you rub it on your arm or your ankles, you'll get it, dude.
I've been with friends, and we'd be in the woods growing up and stuff, and they would come back, and they'd be covered in poison ivy, and I would just, I've always been fine. I've never had an issue with it, ever.
Really?
You're not in contact with it.
I've been in contact. I'm just telling you.
So you, I mean,
if you brought it in and rubbed it all over your calves, you wouldn't get it?
I don't think so.
If you have immunity, we probably need to research you, Charlie. Probably take you to this guy's center. Immunity to poison ivy? I don't think so.
Yeah, I remember growing up, like, we'd be walking. All we'd do is just hang out in, like, the woods and stuff. My friends would come back just in pain. Like, a couple days later, they'd come to school, and they're all puffy, and they're like, we must have found poison ivy. And I've always never once had an itchy spot or anything.
Huh. All right, well, maybe someone can bring in some poison ivy.
Sure, let's
rub it on
everybody to see who gets it the worst and see if I'm immune. And then we'll find out.
And the other thing is they had different pictures of what poison ivy looks like. There's so many different ways that you really can't identify it.
I think it has like a thumb. That's kind of way how it stands out. I look for on the leaf. That makes sense.
No, some are rounded, some are jagged.
A little bit red tint.
Well, were we talking poison sumac here? Sumac?
No, poison ivy. Sumac? Poison ivy. It comes in all different variations. That the leaves look way different. I just saw a whole, they had all the different, what are you laughing at?
She's laughing.
What is she laughing at?
What's going
at?
On?
Well, I didn't say anything.
No, she, but
you were laughing.
You in there laughing.
At something.
What is she laughing at?
I was reading a funny
stitch.
Story. What? I'm
no.
What she?
She thought she heard something.
What?
Look at it. She can't even hold it in a laugh.
Sandy, what are you?
What's going on?
Nothing.
Hold on,
I have
Sandy.
To pee.
What are you laughing
nothing.
At?
I have to pee.
Sandy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. How you doing, Robert?
I'm doing all right. What's happening?
Good. I'm calling about the getting back at your ex.
Yes.
So my ex and I went through a lot. I was bartending. I was making like $3,000 a week. I went through and replaced all the furniture and everything in the house. And when we broke up, he decided to be really ruthless, so I peed in a CPAP machine, and then when I pooped, I...
Jesus!
You can kill somebody doing that. Do you know that?
The peeing in the CPAP machine is so great. Just slowly all night drinking...
He's just just breathing in, like, vaporized
ammonia.
Pee. Uh-huh.
He hit me and fractured my face in 16 spots, so I guess he gets what he deserves.
Yeah, then wow. That case, yeah, right. She was right.
All right, Sandy, thank you. Never want to break up with her. She'll get back at you somehow. Misi, I think, is this person's name. Good morning, Misi.
Good morning, Rover. Love you guys. So, fair warning to everybody who wants to do this. I have a friend who broke up with his, well, got in an argument with his wife, and he destroyed some things and did that. And he took fiberglass and he rubbed it in all the elastic bands and everything, like on the underwear and all that. And, you know, she broke out, went to the doctor. They discovered what it was, and he went to jail. This is malicious, some kind of a malicious type of thing. But they can prove that, and you can go to jail for your revenge. So fair warning.
Now, with fiberglass, like, what is this, like...
The insulation.
Specs or the insulation?
I'd imagine you take
my little brother had a...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was about to...
I'm very interested.
No, one time we were at when we were kids, we were at Forest City, and my parents were buying some stuff, and my brother Jason accidentally leaned on some of that fiberglass insulation that you guys were starting to talk about, and he had an allergic reaction, so we found out he's allergic to that.
No, everybody is. It's not allergic. Or wait, maybe he is allergic, but like...
Yeah, if you go into your attic and you rub it on your arms,
it gets
super itchy
like
and red.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it wasn't in the attic. It was in the rolls. We were in a store and
But it's the same stuff that's up in your attic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
you don't want to touch that.
I think it's because it's like little pieces of glass or something that'll get embedded in your skin.
Huh.
And you like it's invisible. You can't see it, but it just hurts. Oh, you'll be itchy.
So even if you just touch it?
Yeah, you never touched that rover in your attic?
No,
like, rub it on your arms?
No.
Go lay in it.
Oh, yeah, do it today.
Yeah.
I don't want to try
that. It's an experience.
All right, we are in Buffalo, New York, on board Rolling Glory 1 tonight at 6 o'clock at River Street Grill and Brewery. We're doing a fan meetup, so stop by, say hello.
We also have Roverfest X VIP tickets to give away every hour during the show, including right now. Let's give those away.
Roverfest X. Are you ready?
Let's go! Be caller 30 now. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Yo!
1-866-967-6837. And you'll win tickets and VIP passes to Roverfest X.
Your head is going to explode at Roverfest X.
July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorraine. From Northeast Factory Direct and Rover's Morning Glory.
All right. Good luck to you. We'll have more Roverfest X tickets to give away next hour. It's compliments of Northeast Factory Direct giving you these VIP tickets. It could be 10 minutes from now, 30 minutes from now. Just keep listening and we'll give more away. We do have the Shizzy, the news coming up in just a moment. We'll be right back with that. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover said living on a bus could be the worst decision he's ever made.
Wait, hold on. He lived with Doogie for how long?
Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live on board Rolling Glory 1, our mobile tour bus studio in Buffalo, New York. It's fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. This 4th of July, active duty and veterans get to eat free at the Country Pride or Iron Skillet restaurants inside TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Have a meal on them. Thank you for your service. Doogie, we have the Shizzy coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way?
Imagine going to a funeral and ending up dead. That's exactly what happened. How it happened. Bizarre story up next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. We have more Roverfest X VIP tickets to give away as well. And ladies, do not forget to sign up for the Miss Morning Glory contest. You could get $5,000 just for showing up at Roverfest X, looking good, strutting your stuff, and what happened there? Was it?
They just turned up a little bit.
Yeah. Oh.
What are you doing in there, douche?
Nothing.
Oh. You can get $5,000 just for showing up at Roverfest X, looking good, getting on stage, strutting your stuff. We're going to crown one girl, Miss Morning Glory, that night at Roverfest X. And we're going to give you $5,000. So, there's no reason not to sign up. I mean, if you're a good-looking girl, get $5,000 that night. Here's how you enter. Go to roverradio.com under the Roverfest menu. On the website, there is a link that says Miss Morning Glory Contest. Fill that out. Send us a photo. And then show up Saturday, July 21st. At Roverfest X for your shot at $5,000. But you need to sign up first. Now, when it comes to this picture, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It can just be a selfie. You don't need to have a professional photo shoot or anything like that. This is more so we can keep track of who's who during the entry process. So upload a photo and give us your details. And we'll see you out there at Roverfest. And maybe you can walk away with $5,000. What would you do with $5,000, Jeffrey? You said you would, what?
I don't know. Invest it.
Invest
in what? What would you invest in? Stocks? Bonds?
None of that stuff.
CD? What would you get?
I don't know. Maybe a
mutual fund?
CD, yeah. I'd buy 1,000 of those CDs from that homeless black guy in Las Vegas.
No thanks. I thought you meant a certificate of deposit.
What would you get? How would you invest it?
Well, I'd probably just save it.
Oh.
You totally want to spend it.
You want to buy a new motorcycle.
I thought about buying a motorcycle.
A motorcycle. What kind?
I don't want to be a talk slut.
Yeah.
So.
You got a Honda?
No.
I'm assuming Honda. That's what you're saying?
Give me a
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Probably right. Harley Davidson Sportster.
Oh.
Oh, really?
I have a helmet for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Skid Row.
What was that? Wait, there's no motorcycle helmet on Skid Row.
This airplane helmet.
My airplane helmet.
He's going to wear that.
Oh, you'd yeah. wear your fighter pilot helmet.
I wear the fighter pilot helmet because I can bring it has that transparent visor. You just bring it down, and I have extra protection for my eyes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, there's his helmet out on Skid Row. Uh-huh. Yeah, so you could fly. Now, would you wear your flight suit? Probably have to get you a leather flight suit.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, head to toe leather?
Yeah.
Like no, I wouldn't look good. I wouldn't even look good wearing chaps.
Assless?
No, thanks. I'll just wear a nice pair of jeans and a t-shirt.
Have you ever driven a motorcycle?
No.
Never?
Or rode one, yeah.
Or have you ever rode one?
Or well, I rode on a motorcycle.
If you say, I driven on a motorcycle, people freak out. It's road. You rode it. You can't say driven. You don't drive it.
What nerd.
So my dad had a motorcycle when I was 7 or 8 years old. My dad took me for a ride on his motorcycle. Mm-hmm. He had a little Honda, mm-hmm. and then he sold it and then whatever he didn't really need or want, he put all the pool that money we got. They have a house that they're currently living in for the past 40 years.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right. Well, that's what he would do with his $5,000. Okay. So what are you going to do with your $5,000, ladies? Sign up now at roverradio.com. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yep.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Charlie, if you could check your phone, there's a video that I don't know if you pulled. I see your computer closed, but it's for one of the stories I have coming up regarding the funeral. So hopefully we can show you on RMG TV how this guy died. But first, the governors of multiple East Coast states have announced that they will not deploy National Guard resources near the U.S.-Mexico border. That's a big, big sticking point. It's mostly a symbolic but significant rejection of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy. So they have ordered their troops to come back. Even there was even a helicopter that was on its way over to the border, and they're like, nope, come back. We're not going to support this until something gets changed. There is a picture that we're going to show you on RMG TV of a 24-year-old guy named Michael Vines. He crashed his Toyota Camry into a pole. This was in South Carolina. And Michael has something tattooed on his forehead. If you could show us this picture of what's on his forehead, what do you see, Rover?
What is that?
Is that a gun tattooed on his forehead?
Yeah. Yep.
Looks like a Glock.
It's a ridiculous tattoo.
Yeah. Stupid. Giant gun tattoo on his forehead. Michael's not allowed to have guns because he's a convicted felon. Firefighters on the scene told the cops they might have seen Michael toss a gun into the grass. So the police did a thorough search. And sure enough, they found a loaded .38. So Michael was charged with illegal weapons possession, reckless driving, and driving with a suspended license. So he's in a little bit of trouble.
Okay.
This is a story that I don't know if I could do if I came across this on the side of a road, but it was out of Oklahoma. There was a game warden by the name of Ryan Walker. He was called to the scene of a car accident, and the car had run into two deer, the doe and the baby, dead. So he goes to the scene, and sure enough, he looks at the mom, and he sees that the belly's moving. So he knew that the mother had just given birth to this baby, and then the fawn, and the mom wasn't done giving birth.
Oh, there's another one that's in there.
He slices open the mother and delivers the baby right there, and the baby's okay. Emergency C-section on a dead doe. And they took the fawn to a wildlife habitat, and the fawn is going to be okay. Can you imagine? He's also a game warden, so he knows what he's doing.
So he knows what he's doing. It's unlike one of us.
Yeah.
That. Okay.
So this is the story that we had talked about where I had asked for the video to accompany it. It's out of Indonesia, and over there they do things a little bit differently. They carry the coffin just like we do, but they carry it down the street, and it's a little bit of a parade. But in this scenario, you'll see the coffin being lifted like up above with some steps. And if you want to play it and describe what you're seeing here.
All right. So they're lifting this coffin up onto like a platform.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no.
Was there somebody underneath that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep,
so
that
the steps gave way.
The steps, it was like a wooden steps going up to the second floor. It's almost like not even steps, a ladder, pretty much. Like a wooden ladder.
It just slips out.
And then the thing, is that the casket that fell down and it just landed on someone's head?
It is.
Oh, my God.
So which guy gets
straight down?
Is the guy in the blue shirt that gets nailed?
Can you imagine?
I don't know, but
it's hard to see. Yeah.
So the mother in this story, Berta Kandura, dead. Her son was the one that got killed. He was one of the pallbearers, and he dies because his mother's coffin falls on him and crushes him.
Wow.
Isn't that
horrible?
You just
open up the casket and put him in there with the mom?
I mean, at that point.
And the end of the day.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We just did that 23-foot python eating that woman story from Indonesia yesterday. It's a tough week in Indonesia.
Yeah.
A kid in Philadelphia just graduated from high school after never missing a single day of school his whole life. From pre-kindergarten through 12th grade, I think it's great. He made it to school 2,340 days in a row. Now his teachers have started a GoFundMe page, and they've raised over $20,000 to send him to culinary school.
Wait, don't lots of kids do that?
No, to never miss a day from kindergarten,
kindergarten all through
senior year?
That's rare.
Think how many times you missed during the year.
Well, I did, but I think lots of kids would get perfect attendance.
In high school. I'm not talking about one grade or all through high school. From the time you're in kindergarten all the way through graduating high school, that's very rare.
Yeah, the first week of kindergarten, boom, I already missed a day. You know? I crapped my pants. They sent me home. I go, well.
You crapped your pants first week of kindergarten?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
We were just doing, I just vaguely remember it was arts and crafts, and I didn't want to get up. You know, I was so excited. Farts and crafts, yeah. I was so excited to do it, and I felt the urge. I had to go number one and number two. And I was like, oh, I'm just so damn excited, and I just went. And I went right, PM poop, and I stood up.
Right after you pooped, did you realize?
This is your mistake.
No, you're a kid. You go, this ain't a big deal. Everybody does this. And I stood up, and you know those wooden seats in kindergarten?
Uh-huh.
It was just covered in urine, the seat. So I go, okay. So I went over to the Kleenex box, got one Kleenex, put it down, and it immediately just soaked up and disappeared. And I was like, oh, how am I going to clean this up? I'm just a kid. And this girl, her name was Danielle. And she just goes, ew, it smells. And that tipped everybody up. And everybody's looking around like, what? What is it? What is it? And the teacher came over and said, hey, you got to go to the nurse's office right now.
So you go to the nurse's office. Your parents are called, I guess?
No.
No?
So they gave me these fake pants. They were just like polyester one-size-fits-all pants. Do you guys remember these?
I never crap my pants. Okay.
You know like a burlap sap? It was like almost made out of that, but they were blues. It was universal pants in case you crap your pants. They take off my pants and my underwear.
Uh-huh. They wipe you down?
I guess.
Or you have to wipe yourself down?
I'm guessing the nurse might have
wiped your ass for you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So here's the best part. She puts my clothes in like a brown paper bag, a grocery bag, and they send me home on the bus. And, so I come home, and my mom's waiting for me. Oh, how was kindergarten, you know, your first week? And I'm a kid. I just hand her the bag. And she's like, oh, would you make me brownies in school? Oh, what is it? I just couldn't say. I was just tongue-tied. She opens it up, and she goes, oh! She's like, oh, my God, what's in this? And I just ran in my room and cried. I mean, it was horrible. I didn't want to go back to school.
Now, were you teased on that for a long time in kindergarten?
Yeah, oh, yeah. But the great thing is about kids in kindergarten, you know, they don't have a great memory.
Yeah.
So thank God it dropped, I think, by first, second, third grade. People let it go.
You weren't Dieter the Dumper anymore?
No, but that year it was bad. That's a bad way to start school.
San Francisco Giants closer Hunter Strickland reportedly was really emotional and furious after blowing a save Monday night against the Miami Marlins. So after the game, what does he do? He punches a wall. And he ends up breaking his hand. So he fractured his right pinky finger. And because he couldn't control his anger, he punches the wall of this door. He busts up his hand. And now he's going to be out. He has to have surgery.
So, I did the same thing.
It's so stupid. But you're a pitcher. You have to have surgery. You're out up to 8 weeks. Like, what are you doing? Because you get
Theater,
so mad.
Is that when you broke your hand?
Yeah, on the
after,
door.
You punched it after. This was after the. Was it a slip and sandpaper slip and slide?
Yeah.
Or what was it?
Yep. In Chicago, we did that and poured rubbing alcohol on it, and the pain was so unbearable. I'm talking about the worst pain you can imagine.
So we just laid down a bunch of sandpaper. We made like a.
There was a slip and slide.
What's that?
First, there was a slip and slide.
Yeah, no, no, no. Slip and slide, but then.
No, no, no. This is the original time we did it. Okay. It was like a jet ski where you hold on to like a jet ski handle.
Okay.
And I'm sitting on the floor, and it was just sandpaper all through the hallway.
But it didn't start as slip and slide onto sandpaper?
I don't think so. I was just on sandpaper, and it was just like a sitting down with a jet ski handle, and somebody just pulled me, and I just, my whole ass went. So that's not bad enough, right? So then we poured rubbing alcohol on it to like kill all the germs, and the pain was so unbearable. I actually picked up your board, the radio board, the console. Do you remember? I deadlifted it off the ground. It was bolted in. The pain was so bad. And the pain wouldn't go away, so I just punched the metal door.
Uh-huh.
So I was so angry, and I just shattered my hand.
And so
on top of it, I got a burnt ass, all this pain. Then I had to walk to the hospital because you guys were too busy to go. And they x-rayed it. I'm like, please don't let it be broken. Please don't let it be broken. And, of course, it was broken. And I came back to work the next day in a cast.
Wow. Yeah. The good old days.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, I'll end with this. It was 7 years ago, back in 2011, we heard the sad news that Jackass star Ryan Dunn was killed. After he got drunk, he drove his Porsche. It was over 100 miles an hour. I think it was at 130 miles an hour. He crashed his car. He was only 34 years old. He also killed his passenger in the car.
This day in history?
Yep. Just 7 years ago today it happened. There you go. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
A wise man once said, "You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Yo, this is your shot to rock Roverfest X.
Bands, this could be your big break.
Rover's looking for the best cover band and best original band to open Roverfest Saturday, July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorain. Submit your music at roverradio.com. Brought to you by Wild Eagle and Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we do have more Roverfest tickets to give away coming up here in just a few minutes. We have tickets every hour, as a matter of fact. So that's compliments of Northeast Factory Direct and their VIP area. Stand by for that. You said that we had a video, Dieter. What video do we have?
We have a couple of videos. Well, yesterday we went to Eastern State Penitentiary.
Yeah.
The old prison, which was fantastic.
I wondered what you were doing. I thought about it. I saw Snitzer and Charlie yesterday quite a bit. I didn't see you and Jeffrey once after the show. You guys were...
We had a full day. We had to cram in so much to do. One day in Philly, we blew it out. And Eastern State Penitentiary, everybody has to go to that. That was one of the best things that I've ever been
really?
To. Museums
yeah,
or whatever.
I had a chance to see more of the stuff that I didn't get to see the last time, my last visit.
And when's the last time you went?
That was back in 2009.
He remembered what they said. You put an audio pack on.
Mm-hmm.
So every station you go to, you just click, you go to that button, push play, and it gives you like a 2-minute story about it.
Right.
Jeffrey would tell me before I even pushed the audio pack. We'd be going down a hallway, and he's like, this hallway, the guards would put socks over their shoes so you couldn't hear them coming, right? So then I would put the audio pack on, push play, and they would tell me that. He remembered word for word the whole museum from 2009. I couldn't believe it.
No, it's also stuff I've read. I've also seen.
How do you
seen,
remember it?
I don't know. I was just fascinated by the fact that it was the first true prison facility built in the United States. And this was back in 1829. It was designed by a Quaker architect named John Haviland.
Mm-hmm.
And the Quakers believed at that time that the true way to show penitence is silence and separation. So you had so the cells look like vaulted ceilings, like kind of like little churches.
Right.
That's the way they designed it, and then you have this little skylight, and it's often referred to as the eye of God. Is that they always had made the prisoner think that God is always watching. That was their philosophy.
Here's a picture of Jeffrey down one of the hallways.
This was one of the cell blocks.
Uh-huh. You actually can go into some of the cells and how tiny it was. You can see what it's like to be in one.
Did they have toilets back then?
Yeah.
Yes, they did. It was one of the first buildings, public buildings that have toilets and running water before the White House.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So each cell had a toilet?
Yeah, each cell had a toilet.
Wow. Oh, it was,
toilet
was it,
and running water.
It was a metal bed and a toilet. It was all each cell had.
Well, that's a metal bed frame, but they had a mattress, of course.
Right. Did they get rec time?
Yeah, the in the original prison, when the prison was originally opened, yeah, each cell had a little rec yard. They would not let the prisoners talk to each other. They wouldn't. The only person the prison was allowed to talk to, and this was under the that the Pennsylvania system, they called it, was to talk to a chaplain. That was it. If you broke any of the rules, you was like one of five punches. You had the mad chair, they tie you to a chair, and there was the ball gag where they tie your hands up like this. They have a gag in your mouth. Then there was one where they like a water bath. They'll tie you up in like the what they call the stocks. They just pour water on you.
Tour guide.
No,
one of these
Rover.
Things.
He was talking so loud, people were starting to follow us, thinking he was the tour guide. I swear to God, people were behind us, and I'm just like. He's just my friend. He's not one of the, cause there were guides everywhere.
Yeah.
And we just, I didn't even need one. Jeffrey just took me around. He would tell me the stuff and then I would listen on my headset.
Because we went to Independence Hall, B2 and I did. We saw the Liberty Bell and then this Independence Hall. And that's part of the National Park Service. So there's like these tour guides, it's free tours and they're wearing like these National Parks uniforms that don't fit properly, and the guy's like 100 years old, and they're rambling on about this and that. Jeffrey, you would be absolutely perfect for that kind of stuff.
Yes, he knew more than those tour guides. I mean, he was asking them questions, and they'd be like, I don't know that answer. And then Jeffrey would be like, well, actually, I do know. It's at 1921 it started. He's great.
Why ask the question if you already know the answer, Jeffrey?
I don't know, but maybe one time we were visiting the actual synagogue that was actually restored a few years ago. So the guide pulls down this thing and it shows you a sort of like pictures of what life was like for Jewish inmates at that. You know, this was like in the 50s and 60s. And I asked them, do you think they would ever possibly try to restore the entire? No, they said they want to keep it into sort of a state of a preserved ruin. They call it, or, you know, where you can walk through it. You got to walk through several cell blocks. So one cell block, cell block 7, which was the largest, even though it's only two tiers, but the doors are real tiny. That was like, those are like the cells for like solitary confinement after 1913, because after 1913, the Quaker system just wasn't working anymore.
Now we could probably just go and end the show right now. You guys want to go get some breakfast or something?
Let Jeffrey just tell you about the prison.
Talk about Eastern State Penitentiary.
He knows so much. I think there's more pictures real quick. Like Al Capone's prison. That's
his cell.
It's right? Al Capone's?
There are stories that he was able to bribe the warden to have some of those items.
Right.
Because of his money. He was like, he was not the only gangster incarcerated there. He was just the most famous.
So he had it looks like a radio in there and lamps. And
yeah,
it's
not bad.
Chair,
hotel room.
A little desk.
You got that dog picture? There was a dog. He was sent to life in prison for killing a cat.
No, they had some arcane laws back then.
Right, so he's got a dog. He's got his mugshot with his numbers. It says right there, life sentence for killing a cat. Jeffrey started to tear up over this dog.
For Pep.
Pep.
Did he have a cell?
This is great. This is great. So we go into this part, and it says, it's like, what is this? It's just a room, and it's talking about criminal stats. And you walk up to this door, and it says, have you ever broken the law? You go right for no or yes for left. Jeffrey goes right to no. He's never broken a law.
What are you talking about?
Ever in his life. He's the only guy that went to the right. I go left, so you continue down this path, and you read stats, and you learn.
Yeah.
Jeffrey's the only guy in the whole place he went right for no.
And even though he's been arrested for prostitution?
Right.
Statute of limitations.
Oh,
no, but that didn't ask the question. It says, have you ever broken the law? It didn't even say, have you been caught?
Yeah, you don't even have to be arrested. Have you ever broken the law, Jeffrey?
Well, I got busted for prostitution like 25 years ago, but I didn't go to jail for it.
Did you call him out on that?
No, because I was on the left side.
What about the prostitutes?
No, I went left. He went right. He was pushing the cobwebs aside because nobody went through that side ever.
Is there anything on the other side?
No, they were just showing the comparison between between the prison life back then compared to the prison life now, and the differences between the prisons of that era to modern day prisons.
What were the different choices? What did you get on each side?
No, I'm just saying it doesn't matter. Just like if you went right and say yes, there's this little form you can anonymously say what you did and what the circumstances were, what you were sentenced to, and all that crap. I was in the mood to write that stuff out.
So
I went right.
Did you go through the yes the first time you went through Eastern State Penitentiary?
That display was not there at the time.
Oh,
yeah, this was brand new.
This was temporary though, but it was air conditioned.
I think that was it for the prison picture snits.
Yeah, it's just the one outside of it.
Oh, if you can zoom in, Jeffrey's outside the.
Oh,
Right if you there. Zoom in at the bottom, yeah.
Oh, there I see little Jeffrey standing in front of this big prison wall.
I mean, it's massive. It takes up how many blocks, Jeffrey?
It's an 11-acre site. It takes up nearly an entire city block.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
So then you want to go to the next step?
Looks like you had fun. Let me take a break, and then you have more stuff?
Well, then we finally involve Rocky. The Rocky movie. The Rocky movie, the statue, the stairs.
Okay.
So we'll come back.
Let me take a break. Fire up RMG TV. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. No shoes, no no service. Cell phone service, that is. Life on the road with Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live in Buffalo, New York. On board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. That's our mobile tour bus studio. We're going to do a fan meetup here in Buffalo tonight at 6 o'clock at, what's the name of the place?
Pearl Street.
Pearl Street
Pub and Grill
and Brewery. Pearl Street Grill and Brewery. So we'll see you at 6 o'clock tonight over there for a fan meetup. Stop out, say hello, have a couple of drinks with everyone from the show. We'll see you over there. We have more Roverfest X VIP tickets to give away within the next 20 minutes, and then one more pair after that. We have a pair of tickets every hour during the show. Dieter, you said that you had something you wanted to show us or play for us. What is it?
Yeah, so yesterday in Philly, we went to the Rocky Balboa statue. We had to go. I've never been there in my life, so we finally went there, and we got pictures in front of the statue, which was a great. It's always been a dream of mine. So I don't know if Snitz has a pictures of that, of the statue. Is Jeffrey?
With his arms up.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah.
It's hard to, I can't switch pictures.
Oh, you can't show the other ones?
I can, but.
Okay, then I stand in front of the statue. Then, of course, once you're there, the famous Rocky scene, you got to run the stairs.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right, awesome.
There I am. Yeah, it's awesome. So then I go, okay, Jeffrey, we got to run the stairs. Let's go over there. Let's do it. So up first. Jeffrey.
All right. Jeffrey. So Jeffrey's going to. How many stairs are there? I haven't been to this.
A lot.
Okay.
And,
you maybe know, like 100, maybe?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Yeah,
it's
I would say it's like eight different staircases, and each one probably has 10, 15. I don't really know. Okay. But yeah. There's like you run, or you go up a thing, and then there's a landing, then you go up more. So.
And one of the most famous scenes in all of movie history, right? Okay, is Rocky.
Rocky going up there.
Here's Jeffrey. Yeah.
Their audio? Okay. I don't even see him.
Where is Jeff?
Where is he? I mean, you're that far away, Rover. He's down there in a black. You're going to see him start to run. There he is.
He's coming.
Oh, yeah, I see him.
I don't see.
Here he comes. There he is. Rover, it's that far away.
Okay.
I'm at the top.
Uh-huh.
Pretty choppy, but
he did it.
Hey, let's see if Rover can do that.
Oh!
So, Rover, that was pretty good camera work, wouldn't you say?
Okay. Yeah, like you were, like, he was in the scene.
Yeah, in frame, I got everything. I stopped it after the funny line.
Yeah, you see Jeffrey running up the steps. Yeah.
This is a one-take thing. There's so many stairs.
Yeah, because you can't do it. You can't do this twice.
You'd be out of breath.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I don't think I'll ever be back to Philly. Probably, I don't know, maybe through the show. But doing the stairs, this is a once-in-a-lifetime. Do you want to get this right?
Right.
Here's my turn.
Okay.
Jeffrey filming.
All right, there's Dieter.
My camera work wasn't the best.
Well, why is it so choppy?
Yeah, why is it so damn choppy?
I don't know. Let me try closing some stuff out here.
Charlie's got 50 things open over here.
All right, here we go. Let's try this.
Yeah, people, like, cleared a path for me. It was like we were starting to cause a scene here, you know?
Uh-huh.
There's Dieter, but then Jeffrey...
I had it zoomed in a little so I could try to, you know...
But it looks like you're zoomed in on the wrong guy.
Here he comes.
It's just another guy.
And then there's Dieter. Dieter's nice. Going.
Dieter's hauling ass running up the steps.
If I was in just your butt. And he cut it off. He cut it off early.
But in the beginning, it looks like he's actually filming the wrong person.
He was.
Yeah.
And that was so choppy, you couldn't even see what we were
doing. Do you think that was Dieter, this guy in the black t-shirt?
With two bags and a young girl with him?
Well, he picked up somebody on the way, right?
Is that what you thought?
No, I just I remember the way the sun was facing too, so it kind of clouded my view.
We just filming the wrong.
And I did apologize to you. I was really sorry about that, but
yeah, I do. I get up, I do some shadow boxing.
Yeah,
and then Jeffrey's like, I cut it off 15 seconds before and that. I didn't get any of it. I need to celebrate. I go, Jeffrey, I was so mad. I go, I'm not doing that again. I go, let's just get the hell out of here. Once in a lifetime, he got about half of it. But there were some footprints there that I actually landed on Rocky's. Footprints that I landed. So it was a great experience. I wish I had it on film. And I don't know why it didn't really play it that good.
You always have your memories of it though, right?
Snitcher and I went, we skateboarded all the way there, and Snitcher was talking a big game all the way out there.
That he was going to run up the stairs.
And I said,
too?
Man, that seems like that's a lot. I mean, that's what he does in Rocky in his montage. That seems like a lot of stairs. He goes, I walk up 4 flights of stairs every day. Like, it's no big deal.
Uh-huh.
And he's talking this huge game.
Uh-huh.
Once we get to the bottom of it, he looks at it and he goes, I start just walking up. I'm holding my skateboard. I'm walking up. I'm trying to get halfway up so that I can get my camera out.
Turn around and film him?
And he's right behind me. I go, what are you doing? He's like, I'm not running it.
I thought we were walking up there.
And he's like,
walk.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, the movie is running.
That's what I did. I walked up and he's just walking up behind me. And then he's But he was talking such a huge game.
I don't know.
Snitch, what happened?
4 flights of stairs every day, Rover. He does. 4 flights.
I said I was going to do it before he got there. But
wait, so did you do it?
No, we walked up carrying a 20-pound skateboard. So, you know, that's enough.
So we walked up. We visited Love Park, which is, if you ever played, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2? Rover, is that your favorite one? Or are you more of a one?
Pro Skater 2, I think it was the.
Yeah, it had the best soundtrack. It's actually a level in the video game just because it's such a famous skateboarding spot. Love Park is.
Right.
It just has that love sign up.
So and you went over there?
Went over there, and I wanted to get just a video of me skateboarding in front of the Love Park sign. I just put the skateboard down, and immediately a woman runs over and starts yelling at us. And then started yelling at Snitzer, who is just a nice old man.
Yeah.
And just starts telling him that his foot is just on his board.
Yeah, I don't listen to people, though.
And she's just like, sir, take your foot off that board. And Snitzer just wouldn't remove it. Snitzer keeps going, I'm not skateboarding. It's just sitting here. And this lady's just, sir, get off the skateboard. You need to get off the skateboard. And Snitzer is just.
Who's the woman?
Just like a park Spirty ranger person, or something? Yeah, I don't know. It's just, we were literally standing
and Snitz
there.
Snitz refused to comply.
Yeah, if I was doing something wrong, I don't listen to people. I don't care.
Oh. This lady was really pissing us off. Then we went over to Liberty Bell. It was kind of cool. There's walk-through. And I know it's a stereotype.
Yeah.
But I've experienced this a couple times, and it's kind of true. Chinese people like to take a lot of pictures, right?
Oh, yeah.
They always have that camera around their neck.
But, like, full photo shoots in front of things. It's not just taking pictures of things. It's a full photo shoot.
Yeah.
So there's a huge line in front of the Liberty
Lots
boat.
Of food pictures, too. Like, I've always wondered, what do you do with those pictures?
Nothing.
Every restaurant, if I go to a nice restaurant out of town or something, just a bunch of Chinese people taking pictures of it.
I think they
do that with every meal.
I take pictures with my phone sometimes and send it to my girlfriend and just say, here, this is what I'm, you know, a cheesesteak or whatever. It's stupid.
Why does she care what you're eating?
Because she's jealous that I'm out doing all this stuff. I just sent it over to her.
Well, he sends her pictures of the menu, says, hey, what should I pick out from here?
She's usually in charge of what I eat, especially when I'm on this diet. I have to ask her, like, what's healthy? So I'll just send her a picture of the menu.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, we get in front of the Liberty Bell, and there's a family of 8 Chinese people, and they're doing so many pictures. And Snitzer and I are waiting in line because nobody is...
Patiently.
Patiently, because nobody is around the Liberty Bell. You can go all the way around it, but nobody's doing it. Everybody's waiting in line so that it's a blank picture. Nothing else is around
it.
Right. And then these Chinese people, they start taking a full photo shoot. Just first it's the 2 kids. They take 50 pictures of that. Then they take pictures of the 2 old people in the group.
Yep.
Then they take 50 pictures of just the husband and the wife. Then they start taking, let's get group shots. Grandpa, you're not in this one. You, Grandma, you come in. And this is going on for 5-10 minutes. And Stitcher and I just patiently waiting. And I'm actually I'm bragging to Stitcher. I said, watch how fast I take this picture. I'm going to be in and out. All I want is just one single picture. I don't want to be in it. Just a picture.
But now there's a line forming behind us.
A line is forming behind us now because we're just waiting.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the Chinese people start to disperse a little bit, one of the security guards or whatever at the Liberty Bell yells, hey guys, you know, there's no line. You don't have to wait in line. Everybody can get around it. So then when it's our time to take a picture, we've been waiting in line for 5 minutes.
It's just 800
swarmed.
People
yes, no, it's just
in
swarmed.
The picture with you.
Yes.
So you waited that whole time.
I don't know if you had to deal with that either.
We did, as a matter of fact, and I waited patiently.
Yeah.
And then the same thing happened. The security guard goes, there's no lines at the Liberty Bell. You can gather on all sides.
Which just ruins the picture because then you got a bunch of strangers standing around it.
Right.
I didn't mind the line. I didn't mind these people taking 5-10 minutes of taking 1,000 pictures.
But I was the one getting my picture taken when he said that.
Oh, so you were already
I
good.
Have. I Yes. I think there's a I tweeted a photo of me. Yesterday at the Liberty Bell, there's no one else in my photo, Charlie. It's almost like they closed the Liberty Bell, and I had a special VIP photo session, just me and the Bell together. And then as I was taking that, that's when they said, there's no line at the Liberty Bell. And
I don't even
and
know
then everyone.
I got to be honest, I don't even know what it is. It's just a big bell.
You didn't read any of the.
No,
they had about 50 plaques. There's me. See, now, you see that photo? It's just me with the Liberty Bell.
Ours
That's
had
it.
People all around it.
Nope, I have it all. A private showing of the. I'm a VIP, Snitz.
Do you really know what it is? Before you went in?
It's a bell. I know it's broken.
I just knew it was a bell with a crack.
Okay, I don't know. What is it?
It's a bell with a crack.
What is, did they ring that and then that started America?
It was in the top of that tower across the street for like 20 years or something. And, you know, just rang there and then it kept cracking. So they took it out.
Why are we all excited about it?
It's old. I don't know. I
bet there's old bells all over the place. I didn't read any of it. We walked right in and just took a picture.
Just took the picture and got out of there. You didn't go over to that Independence Hall thing? Had a little tour of that. They...
No
showed you that with the room. This is where the
Declaration of Independence
was.
I saw it online.
Was done,
it looked like
that.
An old room.
Uh huh.
We had to get to three other places. So
yeah.
It was it was cool. I had a good time in Philly. Now, what is there to see in Buffalo while we're here?
Wings, of course.
Okay. Anything else?
You told me that there's. I guess it's like a naval military park here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Can I go back to Philadelphia? What happened to that weird freak museum, Charlie, that you were going to go to?
Mutz.
I actually totally forgot about the freak museum until you just mentioned it.
Oh.
You wanted the Philly?
As soon as we ended the show, I just forgot about it.
You wanted the cheesesteak so bad.
Yeah. Damn, there's like 1,500 different tumors in there. I'll never see it.
Mikey in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mikey.
Yo, Rover, what's going on?
Yo, what's happening?
There's nothing in Buffalo to see. It's a city full of drunks and ridiculous Buffalo Bills fans that put each other through tables and throw dildos on football fields. It's a garbage city.
Yeah, we've talked about coming out to a Bills game for a long time on board Rolling Glory 1. We didn't want the bus to get overturned or something like that because
we need
very
to come.
Rowdy.
Yeah, for sure.
If we don't go this year, I'm just going to drive myself up here.
Yeah, your bus will get ruined. The fans are probably some of the worst fans in the world when it comes to that type of stuff. Because the product on the field is trash, and all they care about is the party beforehand and getting dragged out of the game in gag chairs.
We're the same way, though. We can relate. Get the same kind of fans.
Yeah, but you guys are still all right fans. You guys are still loyal to your team. You don't care more about the party than you do actually the game.
I
don't know. A lot of people tailgate and then they just go home. They don't even go to the game, you know?
Did you guys watch that documentary? It was might have only been like 15, 20 minutes about the Bills tailgating.
No.
Specifically about that. No. It's looks so. Everybody's screwing.
Someone made
guys
a documentary
getting,
about this?
Guys are getting covered in ketchup and mustard.
Uh-huh.
They interview the two guys that threw the dildo out on the field. They interviewed.
What are you going to ask him?
What was what was the point of throwing the dildo out onto the field? They were making some sort of statement, I think.
Yeah, like,
right?
You suck. Or...
I don't remember if there was a statement. They just thought it'd be funny. I think the ref either, did he pick it up or kick it?
And no, then, he took and he placed he it as the it, football. No, he thought it was the football for a second. He placed it.
But it's so weird. In the documentary, they go to it's two brothers that did it, and they go to the brother's mom and like, what do you think? And she's pretty proud of him. She's like, oh, they made it on TV as a dildo brother. Or whatever.
It said Brady's dildo on it. That was the message.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
Okay, so they were making a statement. All right. We do have Rover Fest X VIP tickets. Let's give those away right now, Doogie.
Rover Fest X. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Be caller 30 now. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Yo.
1-866-967-6837. And you'll win tickets and VIP passes to Rover Fest X.
Your head is going to explode at Rover Fest X.
July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorain. From Northeast Factory Direct and Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, good luck to you. We have another pair of tickets to give away next hour as well, giving away tickets every hour during the show this week to Rover Fest X. VIP tickets from Northeast Factory Direct. 38 says the Liberty Bell was a bill in Philadelphia that was first rung on July 8th, 1776 to celebrate the first reading of the Declaration of Independence. Now, I know that's not true. That's bad info. I read the plaques. Bad, bad, bad info. They don't even know if it was rang then. They said it was so broken already, there's no historical record of it even ringing.
So it's just the bell we all look at and we just say it's important, but it might not actually be important.
Yeah. No, it was the bell that was on top of the state house or whatever for 15 years or something, and that's it. It was made in England.
I'm happy I didn't read this.
That's about it. I mean, even Brooklyn G says Liberty Bell rang at the first public reading of the Declaration of Independence. They have a plaque in there that says, we don't even know if they have a plaque in there that says, we don't even think it rang that. It was already so broken by then. I don't think it was ringing. The Rover Fest X tickets that we just gave away, and good luck to you. We'll have another pair coming up in just a few minutes. If you are listening, or sometime between now and the end of the show. If you are listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m. Eastern time, you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. Doogie, we do have the Shizzy coming up as well. What do you have on the way?
There's a hurricane-proof home selling for millions of dollars. Where is it? How much is it sold for? And what makes it hurricane-proof? I'll tell you the story next.
All right, we will get to that in just a few minutes. And for everyone else that carries the full show, we'll be right back with the news and more Rover Fest X VIP tickets right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. If you see the bus, be careful. Inmates on a prison bus have a cleaner record than these guys. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live in Buffalo, New York, on board Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. It's 4th of July. It's 4th of July. You will get to eat free if you are an active duty or veteran. You can eat for free at either Country Pride or Iron Skillet restaurants inside of TA and Petro Stopping Centers. This 4th of July, they thank you for your service. We have the Shizzy coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Let's talk savings. The emergency savings that all of us should have. Are Americans worried about it or not? And how much should you have saved? I'll tell you that story coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Government Dong says, tell that douche Mikey he has no idea what he's talking about. Bill fans are the best fans in the NFL and will treat you guys awesome. I go every year. The city is awesome. Screw you, Mikey. Go Bills. Blue cheese with wings as well.
Yeah.
And Frank says, why would you take that call from a guy in Rochester calling our city trash, but you won't take my call or a lot of Buffalo people calling in? Well, I think we were getting ready to do a contest right then, Frank, but I hear you. We're not saying your city is trash. I don't know. That was Mikey. That was Mikey in Rochester. Why don't you call in Rochester and tell them Rochester is trash, right? I mean, I've never been to Buffalo before. I've been through Buffalo. I have charged up the Tesla. There's a Buffalo supercharger. Charged up the car there on my way to Rochester. I've been to Niagara Falls, which is close to Buffalo, I guess.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't really count that. And I spent the night out at Niagara Falls. But I've never hung out in Buffalo. So we're going to be doing the show here today and tomorrow in Buffalo. Tomorrow, Bert Kreischer will be on board Rolling Glory 1 with us. He has a show here in Buffalo tomorrow night. So make sure you listen for that. And he is hosting Roverfest X on Saturday, July 21st. Get your tickets at roverradio.com. And we have more VIP tickets to give away this hour before we wrap up the show. And we'll have more tickets every hour, every day this week on the show. Compliments of Northeast Factory Direct. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yep.
Here to Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
A man was arrested today after a suspected battery explosion at a London subway station, and five people were left injured from this incident. The explosion believed to be caused by a faulty drill battery, and it was reported at the Southgate Tube Station, and it caused flames to shoot 6 feet high. So a 23-year-old was in fact arrested on suspicion of doing an act likely to cause the explosion to injure or damage property, as well as endangering safety on the railway. So he is.
Well, what did
custody.
He do? If it was a battery on a drill, I mean, what?
It was a small explosion.
Did he purposely set it off or
something? Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yep. Yep.
Oh.
People were on a packed escalator. They were trampled. They were trying to escape the fire. And they saw people rushing to get out of the station. They were moving quickly. They were on that cusp of what's going on. We don't know what to do, and caused a lot of problems. So five people suffered minor injuries. Three people were treated at the scene. And they believe it was non-terror related, but they do believe he did it on purpose. But non-terror related, if that makes sense. The Trump administration made another controversial move yesterday by pulling the U.S. out of the United Nations Human Rights Council, known as the world's most important human rights body. According to Nikki Haley, the American ambassador of the U.N., the decision was prompted by the organization's criticism of Israel's handling of Palestinians. So by leaving the council, the U.S. finds itself in the company of Iran, North Korea, and I can't even say this, Eritrea.
Okay,
got it.
As countries that are not involved in the organization's meetings. So the exit of the U.S. marks the first time a country has left the council on its own volition. Meanwhile, another White House staffer is leaving Team Trump. This time it's Deputy Chief of Staff Joe Hagan. Though he's not a high-profile public figure, he did play an important role in leading the advance team for Donald Trump's meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Singapore. So he was pretty important in getting that done, and he is done. He is leaving the office. Trump said in a statement, Joe Hagan has been a huge asset to my administration, and he planned and executed the longest and one of the most historic foreign trips ever made by a president, and he did it all perfectly. A 62-foot blue whale carcass that washed ashore north of San Francisco this week died from a ship strike. That's according to a marine mammal center. They released the information. They say that this 62-footer was a juvenile female blue whale, and it died of blunt force trauma consistent with vessel collision. So blue whales are the largest animal on Earth, and they are an endangered species. So they're pretty disappointed that this death is a result of a ship strike. And they say it's very, very unfortunate. What else do we have? All right. Savings. Do you guys have emergency savings?
Jeffrey does. He always tells me about it.
No, I don't. I never had an emergency
savings. You don't have
savings.
Any money in savings
except
in case of an emergency?
I use it for bills and stuff like that. So, yeah, I had to use it.
So no, he told me, Rover, one-on-one, he has hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I never said that crap.
I swear you told me that.
Nope. I never said that crap. If I had hundreds of thousands of dollars, I'd have a house in another part of the country.
What part?
Anywhere from Ohio.
Why is that?
I don't know. Just like,
once again, why do you hate Ohio?
I didn't say I hated Ohio. My wife wants Ohio on it. Well, yeah. Well, I'm just saying that that's the state of my birth. I'm telling my wife moved to Arizona so bad only because she likes the fact that it's in Arizona, it's summer year round. So,
well,
and she can drive there.
Yeah. She wants to drive. I don't know why.
Go on, douche.
Well, if you have
anywho,
if you have no emergency savings, no worries, no problem. At least that's what nearly 1 in 5 respondents implied in a new survey on savings and their habits. When asked if they were comfortable with having no savings set aside for emergency use, 18% said, "Yeah, that's fine. I'm actually totally fine with not having any savings. What can I do? I don't make enough money. I don't have any savings." So people are fine with it. Financial emergencies obviously are bound to happen at one time or another, and people would be misguided in feeling secure about their insufficient cash reserves. So Bankrate did this study. They found that nearly 1 in 4 Americans have zero emergency savings available to them.
Yeah, they always tell you need to have X amount. You need to have enough in savings for you to live like...
I think it's
like 9 months or something.
It's
even more than 6. I think it's 9 months. Like if you just had no money coming in, you need to have 9 months where you could pay all of your bills. I don't think very many people have that.
No.
I don't know who came up with that equation, but I mean, it just doesn't seem like a realistic
Susie Orman, thing to me. Didn't she? I feel like she's like.
I don't know if she came up with it, but it just doesn't seem very realistic. People don't live their life that way. Go on, does she?
This is an interesting story about Uber and what they're experimenting with. It's a new feature that offers customers a less expensive trip if they put off booking the ride for a little bit. But only employees are getting to use the feature. The less pricey rides are usually a few minutes later than the requested pickup. So it's a deleted now, but it was a screenshot posted to Twitter where an Uber employee showed how the app provided the choice of a ride for $10.18 or waiting 5 minutes and getting the same trip for $8.15, a 20% savings. So an Uber spokesperson confirmed the existence of the feature. They say affordability is a top reason riders choose shared rides, and we're internally experimenting with a way to save money in exchange for a later pickup. What do you guys think of this?
It's great. I mean, it's the only thing I don't like that they have is that Uber pool.
I hate that.
Where it picks you
with everyone, yeah.
Yeah, it picks you up, and then it'll pick up somebody else if they're on your way. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, sometimes I don't think you'll pick up anybody, but it's a real risk. And I don't want to ride with a stranger.
Right.
Stormy Daniels is slipping into a new role, and that's lingerie designer. The adult film actress, who is famous for her alleged affair with Donald Trump, is launching a high-end lingerie line with Helen Hoy of Pultra Intimates. Has locations in Pittsburgh as well as Beverly Hills, California. They tell the news that the line is in the early stages of design and they'll be launching later this year when Daniels is done with her cross-country appearance tour. 3-time Super Bowl champion Eric Williams' son was arrested and he was charged with 2 counts of capital murder. It's all in connection with the shooting deaths of 2 people in a Dallas suburb. So his son, Cassius Williams, who is 20 years old, as well as another man, they were charged in this connection with a fatal shooting. And according to TMZ, they said it was like a drug deal gone bad. Authorities alleged the victims were selling marijuana to Williams and the friend before the suspects pulled out guns and demanded the cannabis. And that's when it all went to crap. So they could face the death penalty. Their bonds were each set at $1 million each. So do you guys know who Eric Williams is?
See the big offensive tackle? I'm trying to think of
Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the same guy. I just heard a story about him. When one of the Super Bowls, he was out partying the night before, and I think he missed curfew.
Uh-huh.
So Jimmy Johnson was in this tough spot of, you know, if you're late for curfew, you can't play in the Super Bowl. This guy was pivotal on their team. He was the best offensive tackle. So Jimmy Johnson, from the whole team, was like, we'll deal with it after the Super Bowl. Even though you broke curfew, we'll let you play. And then in the offseason, we'll deal with your punishment. He still was allowed to play because he was that good.
That's a great story about the guy.
I
heard a great story about the guy.
I loved it. Okay. I just heard it.
Another sports story. Remember yesterday we were talking about Tom Brady insinuating, or maybe it was the day before, insinuating that this might be his last year playing football. He did an interview with Oprah Winfrey, and he addressed those issues as far as retiring, or it's getting harder. He's getting older. And it was the first time he had kind of gone down that road of insinuating it's a little bit tougher and retirement could be in the near future. So Tom Brady used social media to playfully address speculation, because everyone's talking about this as far as when might he retire. And he responded to an ESPN Instagram post, and he wrote 45, which is 45 in Spanish. So he follows ESPN. He's on Instagram, and they write something. He then responds to that, 45. Because everyone's talking about, is he going to retire? He's turning 41 August 3rd. All right. Did you guys ever see the Seinfeld episode where Kramer has the coffee book, where he goes on, what is it, Regis and Kathy Lee, and he has the book.
Yeah, the coffee table book.
Yes. Well, how about a pizza box turning into a table so that when you eat in bed, you can just eat off of that? It's a pretty cool idea. Pizza company called Boston Pizza. It's in Canada, and they just invented a pizza box that turns into a table. So you just fold out a few flaps, and boom, you've got a nice little table for eating in bed or wherever you want.
I don't think people would use that very often.
I
mean, no, that's great, Rover. The thing about the pizza box, it's greasy underneath. So anytime you put it down on something, that's great.
Put that in the table,
put
everybody.
Put that in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Okay.
No?
I don't know. I mean, how often are you eating pizza right out of the box in bed?
But this one,
every
this,
night.
I'm not, because it gets too greasy, but now you can.
Now you, yeah. Okay. All right.
So we're already talking about Christmas and pumpkin spice. So we're coming up with today's date, the 20th. We're almost at June 25th. We'll be 6 months until Christmas. So get your countdown out. And pumpkin spice frosted flakes are going to be coming soon. You're going to start to see pumpkin flavored items being released because it does so well. So people at Kellogg's did just announce that they'll be making the pumpkin spice frosted flakes this year, and they should hit stores before the end of summer. And according to a few food bloggers who were actually able to taste them, they say that they're really, really good. So pumpkin spice is starting. I was watching Hallmark Channel, and they had a little pop-up of Christmas movies coming in October. It's out there, Charlie. Don't make me that face of disgust.
No, it's not. You're
yes,
the only one. You're the
no.
only one talking about Christmas.
No. Yes.
It's not even summer yet. We're not even in summer yet.
June right now, right?
I know, nobody, but it's a six-month anniversary or six-month mark of Christmas.
Not a single person is talking about Christmas.
Everyone
right now.
Everyone is. Yes.
In the world.
Yes, they are. Seth MacFarlane has put his money where his mouth is. Days after blasting Fox News host Tucker Carlson for suggesting that other news stations are not telling the truth, he's donated $2 million to NPR, National Public Radio, and $500,000 to LA's NPR membership station, KPCC. His donation will support the Collaborative Journalism Network. And over the weekend, Seth tweeted that Tucker's comments made him embarrassed to work for Fox. So he's not happy with talent at Fox. The Gotti movie, we had told you how bad it was. In fact, it's the worst reviewed movie of the year. This is the movie with John Travolta. The filmmakers aren't having any of it. The mobster biopic, which opened over the weekend, got a big fat zero rating on Rotten Tomatoes. And this week, the official Twitter account for the movie slammed the critics, writing, "Audiences loved Gotti, but critics don't want you to see it. The question is why? Trust the people and see it for yourself." So the audience did seem to enjoy Gotti more than the pros did. Go ahead.
I was reading that MoviePass, you know, the service that Spencer and I use, I guess they invested in this movie, so they're really pumping it. Like, I saw people posting app notifications and it just notifies you and says, man, audience really likes Scotty. You should go check it out and stuff. And I watched the trailer. I thought it looked really good. Did anybody else watch the trailer?
Yeah, I
did. I just heard it. It looked like Goodfellas.
But the critical reviews.
I mean, it just looked like, yeah. I don't know, like a 70s, 80s kind of mob movie. I thought it looked pretty good. Of course, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm surprised it got 0%.
Surprised you and Snitzer haven't been out on good this busy. Trip, you know? Going to watch movies, going out on dates like you normally
do.
Well,
we were supposed to go see The Incredibles 2, I thought, and then he said he's going to save it for his wife. Oh, okay. So.
Yeah, you can only see movies once now, so I got to save up the good stuff.
All right.
And two more news stories for you. Fran Drescher is threatening to bring back The Nanny. That's right. She's been talking about it for a while now, but there's a new interview that she did with Entertainment Tonight, and she hinted that she'll have some big news to reveal soon. So I'm wondering if they're going to do a revival of The Nanny.
Okay. I wonder, and if they do, I think they would probably pick it up from when the show ended. I think...
How did it end?
Fran's character married the... person that, you know, she was kind of like being the nanny for, and they all become a family.
Oh, you used to watch it?
My wife used to watch it. I watched a couple episodes. I thought Fran Drescher was funny, especially some of the nice little outfits that Fran Drescher wore.
Right.
Okay. And then finally, a musical based on Michael Jackson is in development, and it's on track to make a Broadway premiere in 2020. Not a lot of details, but it's probably safe to assume that the production will focus on his music career, and I think it'll be pretty good. So, okay. That'll be good. There you go. That is the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover Fest X. Melting your face with Shine Down. Machine Gun Kelly. Say, I want you forever, and you'll never, you'll never. Lil Jon.
Turn down for what?
Big Boy from Outkast. All That Remains. Red Sun Rising. Plus, the Miss Morning Glory competition and fireworks from American Fireworks. Hosted by comedian Bert Kreischer.
I'm the machine!
Cut it!
Saturday, July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorain.
Rain or shine, lineup subject to change.
Tickets are on sale now.
Just go to roverradio.com.
Rover Fest. Presented by Coors Light and Ganley Nissan.
And Rover's Morning Glory.
Let's see here. We have Roverfest VIP tickets to give away before the end of the show. Another pair. Compliments of Northeast Factory Direct. A lot of people sending me messages. I didn't catch this during the show, but apparently Dougie trying to pronounce something Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
She said 40Y5.
Instead of E. Yeah.
Instead of E. That's how you would pronounce that, Dougie. But she pronounced the letter Y.
Oh, that's how you pronounce it?
I don't know. How about this?
Did you ever take Spanish?
No.
Douche in high school or
Wait,
college?
Wait, so if you see the letter Y, like, in between, that's E?
Like, N. Yeah. Yeah.
How would you say it? Y?
Probably what Douche said. I don't know
Spanish.
So
you would say it the same way.
I took a year of Spanish, but I don't remember anything. I know. Hola, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
E too?
Can you roll your R's?
C. And that means, okay.
So just that was so-so.
Maybe so-so.
Uh-huh.
And then I remember La Sacapuntas is pencil sharpener.
Oh.
And that's all I remember.
Sounded bad. Way
worse. I know. That's picked up.
Sure. That's what it is.
Sounds like what Jeffrey would say. It's so my, Spanish.
So my teacher used to say a lot.
No,
yeah.
You don't hit the dump button. She's trying to hit the dump button
no,
over
it
there.
Was a joke, you dumbass. Mucho asso.
You know that this actress who I'd never heard of, this Chloe Dykstra, she's the one that accused this Chris Hardwick guy of being abusive to her for 3 years. Well, apparently TMZ got text messages and he broke up with her. He was the one that broke up with her. She didn't call it off. And for 6 months or so after they broke up, she's just texting him trying to get back together with
him. Which is what he said happened. He's
That's
like,
right.
We broke up. I wanted to have kids with you or whatever. And then when he did his open letter and said, she kept trying to come after me.
Yeah. So apparently they have gotten some text messages that back up his claims. She might be making this whole thing up. This could be a woman who is angry at him. Maybe he's dating a new woman for all we know. They broke up a couple of years ago. But maybe now he's dating someone new, or maybe his career is going well. And she's like,
Women are using this sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes women are using this to get themselves in the spotlight. All this hashtag Me Too. And she wrote an anonymous essay about him, but she didn't name him as Chris Hardwick. She gave so many clues about an older man who I dated for 3 years, who started a podcast. Like it wasn't hard for people to figure this out.
Yeah, and I think it wasn't like a secret relationship. So they just had to go through her list of relationships and see which one started a podcast.
Yeah. So she knew what she was doing. You know, if you really wanted to write an anonymous thing, you could mask that better, I think. So I wonder if she made this whole thing
up.
She
did. Did you read his big message?
No, it's too long.
Well, I read the whole thing.
And?
Basically, he was...
you're really invested in this.
Yeah,
I mean,
love this guy.
You read her long post on Medium.
I like to be informed about what we're talking about.
You read this? Oh, I do it Doogie style. I just read the first sentence.
No, I did. I read her messages, like, just like, Chris, please talk to me. Please talk to me. That was her response. He had this huge message. There was, like, it must have been embarrassing to put that out on his, because if you read it, it's very... I loved you.
It's one text message, and it's
like... You changed
like,
my life more than any other woman, but, like, you cheated on me, basically, and I can't let this... I can't let you be holding me back and stuff. It was very... I would never want to put that out, even to clear my name.
You'd hold on to that one. I'd rather like, if Krista said that you were raping her and abusing her...
I'd rather that...
And you had proof, but the text message made you look like a total pussy. You're like, I'll go down as an abuser.
Yeah, so... No, it was just basically... And apparently this is really sent to her. I mean, he lays it all out. He's like, you cheat on me with some guy named Sam. I thought I could move past it, but you've been secretly communicating with this guy anyways. I could have looked past the cheating, but the emotional affair is what really hurt me so much. And I'm not going to be responding to you anymore unless it's a total emergency, but you'll never hear from me again. And that's how he left it. And
then she just...
I don't know if that really proves he wasn't an a-hole, though. I mean, I don't know if that proves...
After 6 months, if he was a total a-hole.
If he were that abusive to you, sexually abusive, mentally abusive...
Yeah. Okay.
Why would, after you've broken up, you're finally out of it, why would you beg him to get back together for the next
you're
6 months?
You're free. I'm believing him now.
Yeah.
And you even said it, Robbie. You go, release the text messages, if this is so true.
I think that this, you know, I know it could be stereotypical, but she's an actress... Or wannabe actress. I'd never heard of her. Has she been in anything?
No.
Okay.
I'd say Chris Hardwick is much more famous than her.
And I don't even I've never even heard of Chris Hardwick until this story came out. But he hosts
a bunch
like
of stuff.
After
Talking
shows
Dead.
On AMC or something.
Oh, it was huge.
So it's just a show that talks about Walking Dead.
Oh yeah.
I think that she's a wannabe actress, and I have to say, I don't mean to be stereotypical, but women who want to be an actress, they generally, I know this may sound bad, I think they have mental issues.
A little dramatic?
Yes. Yes, they're dramatic. They want attention. They have needs, emotional. They're needy emotionally. And I would chalk that up to this. I mean, it seems to me there's no other explanation for it. Why you would keep trying to get back together with a guy if he was that bad. After you finally broke up, why would you keep begging to get back together with him 6 months after the fact? Doesn't make any sense.
Do you have her messages? Because, I mean...
Do I have her text messages to
him? The thing is huge.
Please let me talk. Please give me 10 minutes. Just give me that, Christopher. Okay, I will always love you. You will always be my favorite person, and I'm sure I'll always regret this, and I'm sure you'll get some broken emails in the next few months, but I will never stop loving you. Goodbye, hot guy. When can we be okay? Will that ever happen? We both handled this so poorly, possibly myself more so. I'm sorry. I hope, blah, 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 blah. I mean, this is 7 months
out.
after the fact.
She's out. Of the relationship that was terrible.
Yeah.
Why do that?
Yeah, why keep going back? Why?
Unless he started blackballing her, and then she needed to do that to get back in the nerd community.
No. Prove that. Give me a break.
Nah, that's bad.
She's a psycho. I do have more Roverfest VIP tickets to give away. right when we come back. It's our last pair for the morning, and we'll get you into the Northeast Factory Direct VIP area at Rover Fest X, which is Saturday, July 21st, at Black River Landing with Shinedown, Machine Gun Kelly, Lil Jon, Big Boy from Outkast, All That Remains, Red Sun Rising, Fireworks from American Fireworks, and Bert Kreischer will be there as well. He'll be on board Rolling Glory One tomorrow to talk about that and his show tomorrow in Buffalo. That's where we are right now. And Rover Fest X is brought to you by Coors Light and Ganley Nissan. Get your tickets now at roverradio.com or win them from us when we come back right after this. We'll give away the last pair. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
It's not your normal radio show.
These guys are traveling around the country.
Rover and his mobile home homies.
Broadcasting from a bus.
Now back to Rolling Glory 1.
Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers.
On Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live in Buffalo, New York, on board Rolling Glory 1. Our mobile tour bus studio. We've been in, where? Virginia Beach. We were in Washington, D.C.
Philly.
Philadelphia, and now Buffalo for the next couple of days. We'll be here today and tomorrow. Tomorrow on the show, comedian Bert Kreischer will be here on board Rolling Glory 1. We are probably going to go to his show tomorrow. You want to go to his show?
Yeah, I'd like to see. I've never seen Bert Kreischer live.
Neither have I.
That'll be a good show.
Tonight at 6 o'clock, we have a fan meetup at Pearl Street Grill and Brewery. 6 p.m. tonight in Buffalo. If you are in the Buffalo area, I don't know. Are there a decent amount of Rover's Morning Glory fans in the Buffalo area, Dieter?
Yeah. Every time we're in Rochester, fans come up. I'm from Buffalo. I listen. When are you guys going to come there? We're here. We finally made it. So show up.
So come on out. 6 o'clock tonight. We hope to see you there. Have a drink with all of us. Everyone who is on board RG1 will be over there tonight at six. What is your plans for the day, Jeffrey?
Grab some lunch and walk around the city a little bit.
All right.
Check out some of the pretty much, and then get a nap in.
What do you have planned, Dieter? Just you and Jeffrey hanging out? That's it.
Well, I'm trying to get a lift in because I haven't had one since Sunday. This might be my only shot. So get a lift in, maybe go to a diner, maybe the naval base.
Yeah.
And then be at the fan meetup at 6.
Now, where do you get, you just pick a gym and you go, or how do you do that?
Yeah. Well, I try to find something close, something like hardcore.
Don't you have a gym membership that allows you to get into other gyms throughout the country somehow?
Yeah, but they're not here. The ones I go back are just, they're not chains. Uh-huh. Like I'm not doing those. You know, those chain ones with the lunk alarms, and I won't say the name. But no, I found a hardcore one in, where the hell were we? Virginia Beach, I found one. It was just a one-spot shop, mom-and-pop gym, like a dungeon gym. It was sweet.
So you went in there, and you...
Yeah, I paid $25.
For one day?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they go, it closes at noon. I go, what? It's 10:30. They go, yeah, it closes at noon on Sunday. I go, that's going to be a problem. They're like, I'm sorry, you just get to leave by noon. So, yeah, they didn't kick me out. I stayed till 12:30.
All right.
And I just kept wherever they were, like, when people started walking around, I would just sort of avoid them and go over there, use that machine. I just kept avoiding them, and then I stayed past close.
All right. So, Dieter's going to try and work out. You going to go with him, Jeffrey? Maybe you two?
I got the right clothes. I might try to snag a workout here.
All right.
Put those swimming trunks back on, Jim. More freedom. You know what I mean?
So the two of you will be working out today. That sounds fun.
Just don't want to stretch my nuts out of shape.
Snitzer.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's just something I throw in there.
Yeah.
Snitzer, are you going to hit a vegan place, or what's your plan?
There's one close by. I might.
Get some vegan wings?
No, there's a place, a little cafe over there, has some sandwiches and stuff.
Getting buffalo soybeans.
Yeah, oh man. This guy's diet this past week, Rover, it's just french fries every day. That's the only thing.
No, it's not at all.
That's the only thing you can eat.
I didn't have french fries once.
Oh, I've seen you, Snitz.
It was that one time, yeah. That was it. Otherwise, I had salads and vegetable sandwiches.
Hummus. You had a hummus dip.
Yep.
I saw that. It's a real problem.
Where's Charlie?
Not at all.
Taking a dump.
He's taking a dump, yeah.
Oh, he's in the bathroom.
So I have to tease what's going to be coming up in the aftermath.
All right. Well, you can do that in just a moment. But first, let's give away these Roverfest X VIP tickets.
Roverfest X.
Are you ready?
Let's go! Be caller 30 now. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Yo!
1-866-967-6837. And you'll win tickets and VIP passes to Roverfest X.
Your head is going to explode at Roverfest X.
July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorain. From Northeast Factory Direct and Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, good luck to you. We hope to see you out at Roverfest X on Saturday, July 21st. If you didn't win tickets, you can always buy them at roverradio.com. The aftermath is coming up on RMG Plus. If you're not a subscriber of RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com. You can watch or listen live there on the website or with the Rover Radio app. Hopefully, Charlie will be back by the time you start. What do you guys have on the way, Jeff?
We are going to recap Dieter crapping in his pants as a kid in kindergarten.
Oh,
we're going to recap the firefighter porn. And all of us are going to recap our time in Philadelphia. All that and more coming up on the aftermath on RMG Plus.
Your time, where were we yesterday?
Philly. Philadelphia, or Philly.
Philly.
Philly, Philadelphia, however you want to
One last it. Time. Hold on. Shh. Go ahead.
We're going to recap our time in Philadelphia. Gonna recap the firefighter porn story.
Did you pick up on that, Snitz?
Yeah.
You pick up on that?
No. You saying Philadelphia?
No.
No, there's a.
Say it one more time.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia Thea Vidal, well, yeah.
Yeah, like Thea. Like
oh,
Thea.
No.
Thea.
No,
one more time. Say it.
Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. It's a Thea. Thea.
All right, so, and like I said, all that and more coming up on the aftermath at RMG Plus. So stick
right.
around.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Real quick.
Yes, Doogie.
I want to thank one of our sponsors, IHOP. They are on board with Roverfest, and if you want to sit on stage, improve your view, they are on board with us and. You have the opportunity to do that. For details on how you can sit on stage, if you go to WMMS.com and then search contest, and in there you'll see, scroll down, you'll see sit on stage during a performance at Roverfest, and you'll see a code word. So if you go to the participating IHOP locations, you'll see a sign. Look for that code word, and then it'll tell you how to enter. If you go back to this site.
Are you saying IHOP or IHOB?
It's IHOP. I did ask. It is
because
IHOP.
They changed the name. It was in
to
the news.
Be, right, yeah. For burgers, because they have burgers at IHOP now. All right,
yep.
But they're back to IHOP already. All
they
right,
are.
Short-lived.
Mm.
They
all
are.
Right, come see us at 6 p.m. tonight at Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, having a fan meet up there in Buffalo, New York. We'll see you over there in just a few hours. Have a great day. The aftermath starts shortly on RMG+. We'll talk to you on the main show tomorrow morning live. From Rolling Glory 1 in Buffalo, it's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.